is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What is next for Syria? The world is watching and waiting now that longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad has been overthrown. Israel has struck suspected chemical weapon sites and long-range rockets inside Syria. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says the goal is to keep the weapons from falling into the wrong hands.
The only interest we have is the security of Israel and its citizens.
U.S. airstrikes have pounded ISIS camps and operatives in central Syria as Syrian exiles flood back into the country. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is one of them.
We were among the first people to go into Syria. We were surrounded by many Syrians in Lebanon who wanted to cross, celebrating at the border. We went through straight to central Damascus to the Umayyad Square. We've seen lots of rebel fighters on the way, and when we arrived in central Damascus, lots of gunfire in celebration. Many people are out and about with the rebels.
President Biden calls the fall of Assad a fundamental act of justice.
We will engage with all Syrian groups, including within the process led by the United Nations, to establish a transition away from the Assad regime.
President-elect Trump counseling caution. In his words, this is not our fight. The hunt for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City goes on. The reward fund is now up to $60,000. Jury deliberations to continue today in the Daniel Penny New York subway chokehold case. Jurors are now weighing a lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide after a judge dismissed a charge of second-degree manslaughter. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 12 points. NASDAQ futures off 38. The S&P futures 6 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
Good morning. It's 6:03 Monday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Let's start it off with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And already a problem on the Beltway, Outer Loop, Liberty Road. Several vehicles are involved. It looks like right now they're in the left-hand lane, but I think I just saw State Highway pull up. They may be in the left center lane now, so it's going to be a little bit of a crowding situation there. Traffic staying to the center and the right as you're coming south from 795. So far, the inner loop, not much of an impact there, but the outer loop already is going to back up to 795 and even beyond. Had a fire call in the city. The equipment is still there. 5500 block of Bowley's Lane on the east side, and you'll have some brake lights early. It's busy on the BW Parkway heading south towards Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After a wet start to this Monday, rain will taper off into the afternoon with a high close to 50. Expect clouds overnight with a low down to 41, and then scattered showers will develop into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit warmer with more rain falling on Wednesdays. The high climbs to 61 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up, Pikesville has 35 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 37 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Driver injured after pieces of concrete fell onto her car from an Amtrak bridge in East Baltimore. Happened at around 11:30 Sunday morning as she was driving under the bridge over North Point Road. The driver suffered minor injuries in the front of her vehicle. vehicle is damaged. Officials with the Baltimore Department of Transportation say the westbound lane of North Point Road will remain closed until later on this morning. The eastbound lane will be divided into a two-way traffic pattern until the westbound lane is reopened. A man dead after a weekend stabbing in Towson. Happened just before 2:30 Sunday morning, the unit block of Ecoway Court, and the 37-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators looking for the suspect. Anyone with information asked to please call Baltimore County Police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Separate weekend shootings left one dead, five injured in Baltimore City. Overnight Saturday, a 26-year-old man shot in the 2200 block of Boston Street. At around 2:30 that afternoon, a double shooting on West Patapsco Avenue injured two men aged 25 and 27. And around 7 o'clock Saturday night, a 21-year-old was shot and wounded on Parkwood Avenue shortly after 10:30 p.m. and a 56-year-old man killed in a shooting on Wicklow Road. Finally, a 46-year-old man in critical condition after a Sunday morning shooting in the 4100 block of Ehrman Avenue. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Stein on Sports is next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Team signs free agent outfielder Tyler O'Neill to a three-year, $49 million deal, marking the first time general manager Mike Elias has signed a free agent to a multi-year deal in his six-year tenure in Baltimore. The team also signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year, $8.5 million deal, meaning James McCann and Anthony Santander will not be returning in 2025. Elsewhere, a couple of other blockbusters in Major League Baseball. Juan Soto gets the richest contract in the history of sports, 15 years, $765 million from the Mets, and Willie Adamas signs with the Giants for 7 years and $182 million. NFL yesterday, the Steelers take control of the AFC North.
Second and 10. Down the middle. He's got him! It's Freiermuth for the touchdown!
That's a big time throw right here by Russell Wilson.
Dean Nance and Tony Romo with a call on CBS. The Steelers now lead the Ravens by two games and can clinch the division with a win over the Ravens in 2 weeks. Maryland fell to Purdue and Lafayette yesterday. We'll have more on that later this morning. 83-78 was the final, despite 26 from Derek Queen. Coming up at 6:35, the college football playoff field is set, and Alabama fans are seeing crimson. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning
to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is Monday, December the 9th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. Join the conversation, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And your top stories coming up this hour. Well, we called it the Stop MPRP. You know, that power line going through three Maryland counties will not benefit Maryland.
Not at all. Oh, coming also, there's a Caroline Leavitt takes on KGP.
I think Karine Jean-Pierre was lied to, or she was lying to the press and therefore the American people, which is a complete dereliction of duty.
Top story, though, is America is back. Trump is back. Not officially till 42 days.
However,
but when you look at the display at the Notre Dame Cathedral, the way he shook the hand of Emmanuel Macron, the world leaders flocking to him, and of course we'll get to more of that in the MAGA update. It's good to see that they have real genuine leadership back in the White House, where we will shortly. But this, everyone's talking about the interview yesterday on Defeat the Press with Kristen Welker, and there were a lot of truth bombs dropped yesterday by President Trump. Great performance. Number one is when he will pardon the J6 political prisoners.
I'm going to look at everything. We're going to look at individual cases, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to be acting very quickly.
Within your first 100 days, first day?
First day.
First day?
Yeah, I'm looking first day.
Issue these pardons.
These people have been there, how long is it? 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
You know, by the way, they've been in there for years, and they're in a filthy, disgusting place that shouldn't even be allowed to be open.
Over 1,400 days.
Yeah.
And we've reached out to Jake Lang, who's probably been in solitaire more than... So hopefully we'll have him on in the near future to get his perspective on what's been going on there and that pardon promised by President-elect Trump. But what about the J6 committee? A number of people on that J6 committee. Shifty Schiff, altered text on that committee. Liz Cheney kept evidence, exculpatory evidence from that committee that would have been exculpatory to President Trump at the time. And, of course, then they tried to destroy evidence that Barry Lauterbach's committee ended up finding after the fact. And he was asked about the J6 committee.
And Cheney was behind it. Well, and so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee.
We're going to...
For what they did, honestly, they should go to jail.
So you think Liz Cheney should go to jail?
For what
everyone
they did.
Everyone on the committee, you think.
I think everybody
on the.
Anybody that voted in favor.
Are you going to direct your FBI director and your attorney general to send them to jail?
No, not at all. I think that they'll have to look at that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to focus on drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, and that's true. That's going to be his focus on the economy, the energy policy, immigration, so on and so forth. But the people that he appointed, the Pam Bondis, the Cash Patels, they're the ones they're going to be able to look at that. Now, they're going in there predetermined saying we're going to do this, this, and this, but they are going to look at it.
Good.
Because there's going to have to be accountability. That message has to be sent to the deep state and the people that committed these crimes, these thugs like Liz Cheney, that they will never, ever want to do it again.
6:13 right now, Monday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes following a successful weekend playing 17 rounds of golf. Chuck, good morning.
Don't I wish. Our tea time Saturday morning was 37 degrees. We did not play.
Turn the heat on next time.
Yeah, that's true. Never thought about that. Yeah. The outer loop of the Beltway, as we move forward, is still with the wreck in the left-hand lane at Liberty Road. Several vehicles are involved. So we're getting traffic by to the right, but already we're backed up past the ramp at 795. If you're coming down 795 from Owings Mills Boulevard, you'll be able to get on to the Beltway. But once you get there, just stay over to the right side till you pass the wreck at Liberty Road. Also, now we've been tracking some rain out in the western part of the state, Hagerstown, up around the state lines. Mostly rain, but there's a big line of rain out there slowly working its way to the east. And we're looking live right now, and the lanes are open south. Good conditions right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain this morning. It'll taper off by this afternoon. 50 for the high, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible in the afternoon. Mid-50s for tomorrow. So it's going to be wet before the cold temperatures return later this weekend. Right now, cloudy 39 in Owings Mills and 41 in Annapolis. And time for some one-liner news for you today. Major League Baseball owners, and they've been considering that new rule called the Golden At Bat. Remember, Gary told us about it last week here on the show. The idea that a team could pick one moment during a game to send its best hitter to the plate regardless of the batting order. The rule would apply to all teams except the Chicago White Sox because they don't have a best hitter on the team. The commissioner says that this thing's a long way off if it ever does get approved. I think it's a horrible idea.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Almost like they get the golden tee moment in the golf, right?
Yeah.
So you're in an important tournament, and you'd be able to call in your best hitter, your best driver.
Right.
And to get it on the green.
Look, it's like NASCAR having these races. They say like the Daytona 500, let's say. So they run 80 laps, and then they throw a caution.
Right.
So everybody comes in. Then they start again. They run 80 more laps. They stop again. Used to be first one to 500 miles wins.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, not group up everybody. Let everybody get a chance.
What?
No.
It's participation trophy racing is what it is.
Bull crap, and that's why they're losing their ass.
Language learning app Apple has released their list of the most mispronounced words of 2024. What do you think it was?
ASP. A-A-S-P.
No.
Chuck just mispronounced it just right now.
They're losing their ass.
Kamala. It is the most mispronounced word or name. Not Kamala, but Kamala. Doesn't really matter.
Is it Kamala or Kamala?
It's Kamala.
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 Mm-hmm.
That's the correct pronunciation.
I thought it was Kamala, but of course, I'm thinking of Boy George. That's different.
No. But that is, no one's going to be saying your name anyway in 2025.
That's so right.
Yes. Whole different issue.
Not a big risk.
New research in the 2024 presidential election shows that for the most part, cat owners voted for Kamala. And dog owners voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently that they viewed Trump as a alpha leader of the pack, and Kamala was, well, she was just a wimpy, as they say.
Yeah.
Careful. Yes. World leaders, celebrities, and dignitaries attended the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. Donald Trump was in attendance. He shook Emmanuel Macron's hand so hard that I think he's in PT this morning. He woke up with a really sore. I mean, it was sort of like an arm shake.
I saw Jerry Nadler was there. He was up on the roof.
Yes,
he was Quasimodo.
Oh,
Molten Metal.
That's right.
Molten Metal.
No one really knew who was ringing the bell at the cathedral, but we had a hunch.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. It was hump day.
That's right. Sir Paul McCartney's been honored with his own coin from the Royal Mint.
Oh.
So you have a real celebrity with a real coin, not like the Hawktua girl.
Yeah.
Last week. Hey, the FDA is now in a move to ban the food dye Red 3. RFK Jr.'s not even been confirmed yet.
Yeah,
and the FDA is making taking actions on that.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah. No, it was Red 2, I believe.
Red 2, I see.
Yeah, Red 2.
So Red 2
is
red, okay.
And there's Red 2, but there's no Red 3.
No Red 3?
No, not yet, anyway.
And otherwise, now we're going to ban it.
Yeah. Skittles' new slogan will be Taste the Rainbow, except for the red one. Yeah. Can't have that.
Or the
anymore.
M&M's.
Or the M&M's, right.
I mean, we were just talking about that. I remember back in the day, all the pistachios you got out of the little things?
Yes.
They were all red. Your fingers were all red.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, now they make them natural, so you don't have stained fingers. Right. Why was it necessary to dye them in the first place?
Exactly.
I just don't get it. I guess somebody in some marketing thing said, hey, they'll sell more if they look red.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a machine, they look more appealing, I guess.
Speaking of red, the red ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz just sold for how much, do you think?
$28 million.
Yes. They sold on Saturday.
Lucky guess, Chuck.
Lucky guess.
$28 million.
I do my homework.
$1 million.
Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No, it was an accident.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
The ruby slippers. What have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll...
It's too late. There they are, and there they'll stay.
Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back.
Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly.
Yes. You stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone, or somebody drops the house on you.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
That's her.
That's the most famous line out of the whole exchange. Yeah, yeah. I'll fix you pretty and your little dog, too. You know, the budget for the entire movie was $2.7.
Yeah, that's why fixing dogs went a whole different thing.
$2.7 million for the entire budget for the movie. It was the biggest budget that MGM had ever spent on a movie at that time in 1939.
A lot of people who were supposed to be in the cast, or not a lot, but a number, who ended up not being in the cast. Buddy Ebsen was supposed to be in the cast as a Tin Man. Right. Had an allergic reaction to the aluminum paint they were using. And Judy Garland was initially wanted for Dorothy.
Right.
So I think Bert Lahr was Bert Lahr.
Right.
All along.
Yeah, there was four pairs of those slippers used during the movie. And this one was stolen. This pair was stolen by ex-mobster from the Judy Garland Museum in 2005. So, gee, I wonder if why didn't they have to return it? But I guess they'd rather have the money.
Wrong size, and Amazon does have a very nice return policy.
What do you think of the most dangerous Christmas song you should never listen to while driving? Because it could cause an accident, according to the research scientists.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
You know, I thought that would have been the number one song, but it wasn't.
No.
Yeah. Here is the number one song you should not be listening to while you're driving, so we apologize. We'll just play a little snippet of it.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy suit. With a corn cup pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Yeah. Frosty the Snowman, number one for Chuck. It just reminds him of Wendy's. So he just careens
right into a Frosty.
Right into the drive-in Wendy's.
That's nice. I never think about Wendy's Frosties. I always think, McDonald's has a milkshake, or just call it a milkshake. I hate it when they call it a Frosty.
We'll give you the rest of them.
I can't stand that.
During our Chuck's Food News segment.
Bruce, I wasn't
talking. All right, gentlemen, we must move along. Rescue Natural Supplements are here for the best Deck the Halls sale for 2024. You'll save up to 78% on all your favorite nutraceuticals, and supplements for your health. And we've got over 50 in the Rescue supplement line that you can battle cholesterol, or if you're looking to regulate your blood pressure, want to lose weight, and or maybe you are having trouble falling asleep and staying asleep. Maybe you're looking for some vitamins to help boost your diet, having a poor diet, whatever the case may be. Just check them out at res-q.com. That's the website. And right now, no coupon code is needed during the Deck the Hall sale because everything on the site has been marked down appropriately for the sale. So two ways for you to save money, of course. One is order online at res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and order yours today. And save up to 78% on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
No! Ugh! What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Good morning, it's 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Big delay on the Beltway over the outer loop. Liberty Road is the wreck on the left-hand side of the roadway. Two more troopers just pulled up into that area. So this investigation is just really getting underway in the last 15 minutes. The backup already is back to and beyond the ramp at 795. 795 southbound will get an impact as well. If you join the Beltway there, just stay to the center and the right as you're moving south. Once you get beyond Liberty Road, the pace is much better and will eventually thin out as you're heading south.
down into the ramps at Frederick Road. The Parkville side of the Beltway is still clear so far. Have not seen any problems. Just going to change the camera here very quickly. Take a look at the Fort McHenry Tunnel just to make sure we're still fine. Yep, everybody's good. 95 and 895 with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather channel says rain this morning, but should taper off by this afternoon. High near 50, overnight 41 for the lower. 41 and cloudy right now in Annapolis, 38 in Bel Air. And we're looking now at President-elect Trump. In 42 days, we'll be sworn in on J20, 2025, but a rather comprehensive, expansive interview on Defeat the Press yesterday with Kristen Welker. And she tried a gotcha question when it comes to the mass deportations.
Well, I don't want to be breaking up families, so the only way you don't break up the family is you keep them together and you have to send them all back.
Yeah, that's the way you keep the families together, right? She goes, well, what about your mass deportations? How about if you're going to break up families? If some families got in earlier and of course, they're not being rejoined. And, of course, he just swatted it like a pesky fly within 7 seconds there. Then he kind of completely turned the tables on her with this response to her question regarding the election. Was the election stolen? Do you think still think it was rigged and you've divided this nation? Blah, 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 blah.
Sir, I don't have to tell you this because you've talked about it. It comes at a time when the country is deeply divided. And now you're going to be leading this country for the next 4 years. For the sake of unifying this country, will you concede the 2020 election and turn the page on that chapter?
No. No. Why would I do that? But let me just tell you, when you say the country is deeply divided, I'm not the president. Joe Biden's the president.
But you're going to be the president.
No, no. I'm not the president. So when you say it's deeply divided, I agree. But Biden's the president. I'm not. And he has been a divider. And you know where he divided it more than anything else, and it probably backfired on him, I think definitely, is weaponization. When he weaponized the Justice Department and he went after his political opponent, me, he went after his political opponent violently because he knew he couldn't beat him. And I think it really was a bad thing. And it really divided our country.
Sir.
Yeah.
There's the division. Well, actually, Obama started it way back when in 2008. Trump came along, and of course, the media then picked up where Obama left off, and then Biden tried to, seal the deal on the whole thing. A couple of interesting comments he made. One is about Christopher Wray and whether or not he would be fired.
Are you going to fire the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, who you appointed?
Well, I can't say I'm thrilled with him. He invaded my home. I'm suing the country over it. He invaded Mar-a-Lago. I'm very unhappy with the things he's done. And crime is at an all-time high. Migrants are pouring into the country that are from prisons and from mental institutions, as we've discussed. I can't say I'm thrilled. I don't want to be Joe Biden and give you an answer and then do the exact opposite.
We're going to talk about
so
that.
So I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to say is I certainly cannot be happy with him. You take a look at what's happened. And then when I was shot in the ear, he said, oh, maybe it was shrapnel. Where's the shrapnel coming from? Is it coming from heaven? I don't think so. So we need somebody to straighten. You know, I have a lot of respect for the FBI, but the FBI's respect has gone way down over the last number of years.
Don't you have to fire him in order to make room for Kash Patel if he is, in fact, confirmed?
Well, I mean, it would sort of seem pretty obvious that if Kash gets in, he's going to be taking somebody's place, right? And somebody is the man that you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
It says, well, she's not smart enough apparently to know that, but you nominate.
I was thinking, what an odd question.
You nominate a guy as yes. FBI director. Yeah, read the writing on the wall, Kristen.
But think about the question.
Yeah,
speaking. Wouldn't that mean you would actually have to fire? Wow.
Yeah. Well,
did that you just dawn on that?
It could be a DEI hire. We don't know.
Wow.
About Kash Patel and Pam Bondi at the Justice Department.
They think that somebody was dishonest or crooked or a corrupt politician. I think he probably has an obligation to do it. But
are you going to direct him to do
it? No, not at all. Not at all. We have two great people there. We have him and we have Pam. And Pam Bondi has been like a rocket ship. She's very popular and very good and very fair. And Kash Patel is very fair. I'll tell you, I thought Kash may be difficult because he's, a strong conservative voice. And I don't know of anybody that's not singing his praises. The other day I was watching, and Trey Gowdy, who's a moderate person and very smart and very respected in the party, he's Cash's biggest fan. He said, this is the most misunderstood man in politics. He's great. I guess they worked together on the Russia hoax or something.
Wow. Yeah. All right. More of the interview coming up during the MAG update and all week long here on the Morning Drive.
Great interview. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, and Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them right now, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at TimKyleCompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, there will be changes in the White House press briefing room at 6:30. News headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. One man dead after a weekend stabbing in Towson. Happened just before 2:30 Sunday morning in the unit block of Ecoway Court. And the 37-year-old victim pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators looking for the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore County Police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Separate weekend shootings, this is quite a list, left one dead, five injured in Baltimore City. Overnight Saturday, a 26-year-old man shot the 2200 block of Boston Street. At around 2:30 that afternoon, a double shooting at West Patapsco Avenue, injuring two men, aged 25 and 27. Around 7 o'clock Saturday night, a 21-year-old shot and wounded on Parkwood Avenue. And shortly after 10:30 p.m., a 56-year-old man was killed in a shooting on Wicklow Road. And finally, a 46-year-old man in critical condition after a Sunday morning shooting in the 4100 block of Ironman Street. I'm sorry, that's Ironman Avenue. One person taken to the hospital with minor injuries after a Sunday night boat fire in the Anchorage Marina in Baltimore. Fire at the marina on Boston Street extinguished quickly. Officials say it appears to have been cooking related. A second person who was on the boat was not injured. And a firefighter and a civilian were treated for smoke inhalation after a fire in northeast Baltimore. The three-story house fire called in at about 9:30 Sunday morning. Firefighters able to get everyone out of the building. Crews had the fire under control in about half an hour, and the cause remains under investigation. It's 6:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Lottery numbers, 102 was your pick three, 1426 your pick four, and now it's 633. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway has cleared from the left-hand lane on the outer loop at Liberty Road. Now, I'm not sure if they went down a little bit further and moved over to the right shoulder to get off the roadway, so they may still be in the area. So heads up for that, but the pace is improving. However, the backup is still back to the ramps and impacting the ramps coming down from 795. Rest of the Beltway still running okay. Brake lights now on 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, beginning before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 is still clear, and we're good to go so far this morning as you're moving south through the Fort McHenry Tunnel.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After a wet start to this Monday, rain will taper off into the afternoon with a high close to 50. Expect clouds overnight with a low down to 41. And then scattered showers will develop into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit warmer with more rain falling on Wednesday as the high climbs to 61 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, owner at Blindster.com. Right now, we're offering up to 50% off all our custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters during our Cyber Week sale. Don't miss out on some incredible deals. But hurry, sale ends December 10th. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's baby steps, at least for today, but a change in philosophy is underway at Camden Yards as the Orioles wade into free agency and ink Tyler O'Neill to a multi-year deal. 3 years, $49.5 million for the former Red Sox and Cardinal. The first multi-year free agent deal that GM Mike Elias has authored in his six-year tenure in Baltimore. Although O'Neill can opt out after 1 year, O'Neill hit 31 home runs in 113 games last year. For the Sox, he'll turn 30 June of next year. Bird's also signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year, $8.5 million deal, meaning both James McCann and Anthony Santander will be playing elsewhere in 2025. Elsewhere, what a wonderful holiday season it'll be, I suppose, for the Mets. Juan Soto to Citi Field, 15 years, $765 million, $51 million per year. Five-year opt-out, no deferrals. It's the richest player contract in the history of sports. NFL, Steelers move two full games ahead of the Ravens. Yesterday in the AFC North.
Second and five. Wilson has it. Throws it. Got the touchdown. Van Jefferson.
Jim Nance with a call on CBS. Steelers are 10-3 and winning like the 2000 Ravens. Awesome defense, just enough offense. They can clinch the division with a win over the Ravens in 2 weeks. Elsewhere, it was the Doink that won the division. Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Matthew Wright from 31 gives the Chiefs a 19-17 win. It was their ninth straight AFC West crown, second longest division winning streak in NFL history behind the Patriots streak of 11. Maryland basketball yesterday with a big early season tilt at Purdue.
See if Purdue can find some better offense to choose from here. Both of these offenses continuing to struggle a bit. Braden Smith, that is a tough fadeaway shot.
Big Ten Network with the call. Purdue point guard Braden Smith, one of the best in the league, made him all day. 5 3-pointers, 24 in all, overshadowing a career-high 26 from Maryland freshman Derek Queen. The Boilermakers pull away from the Terps, 83-78. Maryland falls to 8-2. Local college basketball on Saturday. UMBC big over Towson, 84-71 in the Charm City Classic. Marcus Banks, 5 3-pointers, 22 points. Retrievers had lost 8 in a row to the Tigers. Loyola beats Delaware State, falls to Delaware State, 87-77. Bowling Green over Morgan State. Will Thomas at a Mervo High led the Bears with 19 points. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's a new day in college football.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Before we get to college football, I must admit you guys are picking up steam in the Friday football pick'em, and I am losing steam as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've got that look on your face like...
Wait a minute. This guy came in. First thing he said this morning is the doink.
The doink
cost me. I'm losing ground now because of the doink.
Yeah.
So did you want a little cheese with that wine?
Really?
Sean.
After grilling me to be in last place all season long.
Yeah.
Did I make excuses?
Sean. No, you Sean. Did not.
How many games were won or lost by a single point or a missed field goal or an extra point?
Or a doink.
Did any of us say to each other, oh my God, the doink?
Well, there's a double doinker.
May
too.
I say something? You're loving this, Sean, aren't you? You are loving this.
What goes around comes around.
Anyway, you guys beat me by a game. Anyway, college football, Alabama out.
Yeah.
Not part of the 12-team college football playoff. Only the third time in, I think, the last 12 years that Alabama's not in there. So, you know what? I wasn't a big fan of this whole thing, and I'm not a big fan of college football, the way it's worked out in general. But I will say this. This playoff system, it's pretty cool, actually. And there are some really good matchups coming up this weekend.
I have a quick question for you, because you two have been just jiving at each other. I forget exactly. What are the standings again on this for us?
Because I want him, Bruce. I want him cocky. So go ahead. Tell him.
It's between you two. I'm just curious to see where it stands.
Okay, well, you're barely in first place.
By how much?
By two games. But
okay.
But that's not a lot.
Hey, no, it's not a lot. It's not a lot.
Still 20 games to go. Yeah.
I would say this. I think they have to factor in strength of schedule here as far as, and I think if you play in the SEC, that's a very difficult conference to play in. I think more so than a lot of others.
I think the one thing that hurt Alabama this time was the SEC schedule is only 8 conference games. All the other conferences schedule 9.
Right.
So almost by osmosis, it's a difficult schedule. So.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
I'm going to write that down. By osmosis.
Goodbye, Bruce. Right. Goodbye.
There is a bottle of wine back in the fridge in case you're interested. Let's take a phone call. Mark in Baltimore.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Don't forget, last Saturday was December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Pearl Harbor Day, maybe we never forget.
83rd anniversary.
Yes, correct. Thank you. Here's the question. Since the FBI and all are going to be investigating all these different shenanigans on Capitol Hill, how about investigating former Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer for making a statement which led to almost an assassination attempt on a Supreme Court justice at his home in Chevy Chase, Maryland? How about investigating him for incitement of hatred?
We're coming for
like
you,
that?
Kavanaugh.
Look, hopefully that'll all stop, but these people, I think if you listen to interviews by Hakeem Jeffries and others, they didn't learn their lesson.
Nope.
Now their big excuse is, well, he's only going to win the popular vote with less than 2 million, so it's sort of kind of not like a win. That's what they're saying.
When you win by 2 million, it's like hardly any at all.
Mark, thanks for the call. Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. The Democrats always say nobody's against the law, above the law, but the Democrats are above the law, the illegal aliens are above the law, and the miners in Baltimore are above the law.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great great point. And they've said that now for, 4 years, and every time referencing Donald Trump. But as we heard on Friday from Obama, maybe a little later on we'll play the clip, they project their own undesirable qualities and traits and actions and schemes onto the Republicans, but they themselves are guilty of it. So
when they say nobody is above the law, they mean nobody is above the law unless you have had business dealings with Joe Biden,
right.
In which case you are indeed above the law, but wait for more pardons to come. Jim Biden, I think, is almost certainly the next one to fall. Karine Jean-Pierre, a little bit of historical look back. This is what she's been saying for the last 4 years.
Is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
I just answered. Go ahead.
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no. It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
And, of course, on Friday, a CNN reporter asked Karine Jean-Pierre, listen, after all this stuff you've been saying, is there any reason any of us should ever believe anything Joe Biden ever says again?
The next time that the president says he will or won't do something, why should the American people believe him? I answered that question. I don't have anything else to add. I answered the question. I can't speak to you understanding the question or not, or my answer or not on this. I don't have anything else to say. I'm not going to relitigate this. I did that on Monday for 30 minutes. I went back and forth. I laid out. I said, please read the president's really comprehensive statement on this. And I even said, the last paragraph of that statement, he talks directly to the American people. And that's how I answered that question.
We all hear what Caroline Leavitt, the incoming press secretary, has to say about KJP's response coming up. Right now, though, it's 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway on the west side still slows, 795 coming down from Reisterstown Road and down to a wreck earlier that was in the left-hand lane at Liberty Road. I'm almost sure they just moved over to the right shoulder to get out of the traveled portion. They're still looking at it, so we're still slow in that area between Liberty Road and Security Boulevard. Both the tunnels with some backing southbound. 895 is slow around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 is still okay. Starting to watch for this slowing in the construction area. They did this last week where they created this traffic slowdown and basically a rolling roadblock northbound from White Marsh Boulevard out to Harford County. I see them coming north now right at Mountain Road. So they're just now beginning to release some of that traffic. Not backed up too badly, but we'll keep an eye out for it. If you're going north of White Marsh Boulevard to Harford County, you'll have a delay developing in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain this morning, but should taper off by this afternoon. 50 is the expected high, overnight low 41. Scattered showers again possible tomorrow. Right now 40 and cloudy in the city, and it is 40 in Pasadena. Time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I hate meatloaf.
As long as it's not between two buns, who knows? McDonald's is running a limited-time deal. McDonald's Rewards members can get a 50-cent double cheeseburger using an offer in the McDonald's app now through December 16th, next Monday.
You think what, Chuck? I mean, another inducement for you to get that app, huh?
Yeah, download the app. He probably has them. He just doesn't want to admit it.
He's
do you have any fast food apps on your phone?
I do not.
You do not.
Yeah.
Do you plan on downloading any fast food apps on your phone?
I do not.
You do not.
But if you're up here visiting us sometime and I ask to borrow your phone for a moment or two, would you be surprised if there are additional apps when I give it back to you?
I wouldn't be surprised anything with you first, considering you're one of three or four states around the country.
Here's the deal. Most of us, the rest of us, need the app. Chuck just drives up and he gets the deal anyway. Yeah. He's the man behind the map.
It's called Drive Up and Distract.
He's Chuck in the Box.
When a guy hands you the bag, you say, isn't that the manager back there asking for something? Drive off.
Clear. KFC announces new KFC Cherry Pie Poppers featuring snack-sized bites of warm cherry pie filling wrapped in a buttery, flaky crust. And for you Pop-Tarts fans, Frosted Cinnamon Roll Pop-Tarts return to retailers nationwide over the next few weeks. I think this is... They're serving this in Mexico right now, but this might be an idea just in time for the football playoffs. The NFL and American football popular enough in Mexico to warrant Little Caesars offering NFL nacho pizza.
Oh.
Huh. I think that would go over really well in the country.
Hey, Chuck, what? That's nacho pizza.
Yeah.
It's nacho pizza.
I knew
pizza.
That was coming.
You got it.
Right.
I knew that like 3:30 this morning when I woke up. He's going to say something about nacho pizza.
Walmart unveils the ultimate 28-item holiday value meal. It's all great value stuff. So you can 28 items, and you can spend certainly less than $50. They say it feeds up to 12 people. Are you aware of the Christmas pickle tradition?
No.
I had never heard this until I read this morning. And let's see if our listeners know what it is. Okay, that's our challenge. Can you tell us what the Christmas pickle tradition is? Okay? Good luck to you.
I have a theory.
I bet you do have a theory. You often do have a theory. By the way, we did the most dangerous songs, the Christmas songs you should not be driving to and listening to.
Frosty.
Frosty was number one. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus was number 10. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, number 9. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, number 8. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, number 7. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, number 6. Happy Christmas, War Is Over. That's a John Lennon song.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At number 5. Number 4, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Number 3, Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano. Mm-hmm. Number 2, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And, of course, Frosty the Snowman is number 1. They say that they cause accidents.
What is the one that Mariah Carey does? And it goes up every damn
isn't
year.
Isn't that All I Want for Christmas?
Is that?
Yeah, that's it.
That's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. One that apparently listeners do like is I Saw Chuck Under the Mistletoe.
Oh.
Yeah. So they do like that one for some reason. Maybe it has something to do with the Christmas pickle.
It could be.
Could be.
I think the Christmas pickle is tied into the mistletoe belt.
Wait a minute. Our listeners are so smart. Let's find out right now. Steve in Reisterstown.
Good morning, Steve.
Tell us about the Christmas pickle.
It's an ornament that looks like a pickle that you hide in a tree, and whoever finds it gets a prize.
Bingo. Right on it,
so
man.
My son and daughter-in-law have been fighting amongst themselves, looking for years and can never find it.
So. Steve, is that because you don't actually put one on the tree?
Well, no, they just, it's easy to hide it. I mean, you know, you stuff it under something, yeah. Some branches, whatever. But anyhow, that's it, guys. Thanks for everything.
All right, right. Steve, thanks.
So
I know that.
Hide the pickle, is that it?
Well, yeah, Ron.
I know, Chuck.
Ron in Aberdeen wants to weigh in on the Christmas pickle.
Yeah, it's a pickle.
It's a pickle, but it's an ornament pickle, right?
Right. You hide it. It's almost the same color as a Christmas tree, so it is hard to find.
Now, is this a plastic pickle, or do you actually take a pickle out of the jar and hook it and put it on the tree?
No, it's either plastic or ceramic or...
Okay. So it's an actual ornament, then, the Christmas pickle ornament. That's the first I've ever heard of this tradition.
Yeah,
I've had it for years.
Yeah, it's apparently a German tradition.
Hide the pickle.
Yeah. All right, there he goes. You know, this guy is now going to go home. Guess to Debbie and Ron, thanks for the call. Guess what I learned today? We have to hide the pickle.
I was at WCBM school today, and I was the brightest person there.
Just
not saying much because
just one class member
as well.
Yes, yeah. You're such a star. The shine just amazing.
The shine is off the back of my head. Right. My bald spot.
Hi, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:50, 10 before the hour, and you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Carolyn Levitt is 27 years old. She's going to be the youngest press secretary in history, and she is a sharp cookie, I tell you. She was asked about KJP lying consistently over and over and over again about Joe Biden and whether or not he was going to pardon his son.
I think Karine Jean-Pierre was lied to, or she was lying to the press and therefore the American people, which is a complete dereliction of duty. And you need to have a direct relationship to your boss, which I do in President Trump, who tells the truth. And I'm just here to voice his opinion on behalf of him to the American public. And I plan to do that in my role.
Yeah, which is fair. And that's actually what, frankly, KJP should have been doing for the past 4 years. But one thing Levitt points out is, you know, the thing is, this is not the first lie. This has been a parade of lies for the last 4 years.
Unfortunately, this was not the first lie that we heard from the Biden White House at that podium. Karine Jean-Pierre and the Biden White House consistently told the American people the border was secure. Americans knew that wasn't true. They told them Bidenomics was working, inflation was transitory. Those were both lies as well. We also heard the White House press secretary say that her boss was mentally fit and capable for the job. We saw that was not true either on the debate stage. And so we look forward to bringing truth and transparency back to the White House.
Well, how pleasant will that be, huh? Truth and transparency. And, of course, you have a very big difference, Sean, between the two presidents. Joe Biden hid in his basement, metaphorically, for the last 4 years, would hardly ever speak with the press. And Donald Trump, he'll stop and talk to anybody anytime. So that's going to be rather substantial change in perception of reality as we move forward.
Yeah.
One more thing from her, by the way. This is very interesting. She says, you know, she got a lot of heat for the suggestion from the political left and from the swamp media. She says there are going to be changes in the press briefing room.
As far as the landscape of the briefing room, it needs to reflect the media habits of the American people in 2024, not in the 1980s. And President Trump won this election by utilizing non-traditional, non-legacy media voices outside the Beltway. That's clearly who the American people are listening to. That's how they're digesting their news. And I think it would be irresponsible of us not to include some of those voices in the briefing room.
Yeah, which means, what, Swamini, you're going to lose a couple of places there.
But they really shouldn't be surprised because he did this in the first term as well. He brought in alternative media instead. Remember Helen Thomas used to park her butt in the front row and get called on all the time for her biased propaganda? You know, the grand dame of associated propagandists. And to me, I would have put her in the back and do
so
it.
It's a crazy aunt in the attic.
Exactly. Do it on a rotate. But again, the media landscape has changed. Okay? Yep. It is now, you look at all the podcasters, you look at talk radio, you look at a lot of the online media presence out there. The media has changed. They changed the way they cover presidential elections, presidential campaigns, and there's no reason why the cable networks like MSDNC, the fake news network, and even to some extent, it's interesting that Trump chose NBC over Fox to give his first extensive interview to.
Yeah.
So, you know, he obviously thinks things have changed as well. So I'm looking forward to the new faces in the press briefing.
Me too. Me too, very much. 6:53 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A guy who's considered a new face frequently, but of course, witness protection has worked just fine anyway. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Yes. Very nice, Mr. Bruce. Thank you. Northbound 95, that rolling roadblock is cleared now. They released the traffic up around Mountain Road. So any backup that was there, Joppa Road, is gone. They may come back, so we'll keep an eye on it. But for right now, those lanes are clear. We're definitely busy now south going into both the harbor tunnels. All four lanes are open as you're moving south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And it's green arrows all the way south. So that's good. 895 is slowing, but it's just heavy traffic between right around Pulaski Highway, Urban Avenue, going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. New wreck, Howard County, at Route 29 at Johns Hopkins Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Rain in the area this morning should taper off by this afternoon. And we're looking at, well, at least it's going to be warm. Highs near 50 today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now, cloudy in 40 in Glen Burnie. It is 40 under cloudy skies in Parkville, and as we have been saying all along, you should not be stunned or shocked by the developments regarding the MPRP, and that, of course, the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, that is the power line that is scheduled to go through the path of Baltimore County, Northern Baltimore County, of Carroll counties, and Frederick counties. An abrupt change was made last week during the monthly stakeholder meeting of the Transmission Expansion Advisory Committee, or TEAC. That's an advisory group to the PJM Interconnection, which is, again, in charge of managing the grid. And they're the ones that want to implement the grid operator's vision of expanding this power line transmission through its 14 regional states and D.C. So what has changed? A source with direct knowledge of the proposed plan explained to Fox 45's investigative arm Spotlight on Maryland how the change could impact the MPRP. They said, quote, under the PJM proposal, it is believed that the MPRP will be connecting to a new PJM project running from Chanceford, Pennsylvania to Goose Creek, Virginia, with no substation connections in Maryland. And we'll tell you what the importance of that is in just a moment. But also, it pushes back the in-service date to 2029 from 2027. So this would put it directly right around midterm time, or when it is expected that Governor once more is going to be either running for president or for governor again. So it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, comes out of this. But here's the deal. It's not clear, and it doesn't look like, at this point, MPRP will provide any electric benefit to Maryland if the development does not connect to an in-state substation.
No, yeah.
Because when you connect, what happens is you get this high-voltage line, goes to a substation, and then dilutes it for distribution. Okay? And if you're not going to do that, you're basically a pass-through. You're basically one big, long extension cord, and you're not going to benefit. And I was up in Carroll County on Saturday. I get my tree every year from Davidson's Tree Farm in Upperco.
Log it.
Yeah. No, I paid for my tree, believe me. And you see the Stop MPRP signs are everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the county. And I was just thinking, you look at this beautiful Christmas tree farm, you know, I don't know if they would be affected, but they certainly could be impacted. Yep. And you look at the business that they do, and they it's not just the Christmas tree. They provide trees for landscapers and for builders and so on and so forth. And, you know, you just look at all this land and how it would be impacted. Why? So that their data centers in Virginia would be the beneficiary here of all of this. So, again, we have been lied to. We have been deceived. And I know this is an abrupt change, so they could say, well, we weren't lying before, but why the abrupt change? Why all of a sudden has Maryland now considered a pass-through state? instead of not getting any benefit of this. And again, it is Maryland landowners, farmers, property owners,
yes,
business owners, et cetera, that are going to be negatively impacted if they do invoke eminent domain to the benefit of Virginia. And again, I got to tell you, there are some delegates and state senators. Delegate Nino Mangiotti is one of them, of course, and others. The Carroll County delegation is on top of this. But again, we all have to stick together here on this, because this would be, I understand we need more power. Because of the actions of, sure, of Governor Moore and the Democrats getting rid of fossil fuel,
yep,
coal-burning plants. But let's look at doing this without disenfranchising people from their property.
Well, beyond that, if it has no benefit to us, why would we pursue it? I mean, why go down that path?
Go use existing lines.
Yeah.
I don't care if they want to put something on an existing line to benefit Virginia. That's up to them. But nobody should lose their property over this. Nobody.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning? I love that sound. Maybe you're missing pieces of your favorite song, or perhaps your spouse is missing parts of conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. It doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, you can be a pretty young guy, young woman, and still have this happening. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100.
Stay tuned. Big announcement coming up a little bit later on the show about a big concert coming to Maryland.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fallen Syrian dictator Assad has been granted political asylum in Russia, according to the Kremlin. Meanwhile, there are questions about terrorist ties among members of the Rebel Alliance, who have now taken charge in Damascus. And Defense Secretary Austin admits the fall of Assad caught the U.S. off guard.
I think the entire international community was surprised to see that the opposition forces moved as quickly as they did. And everybody expected to see a much more stiff resistance from Assad's forces.
President Biden's take.
The upshot for all this is, for the first time ever, neither Russia nor Iran nor Hezbollah could defend this abhorrent regime in Syria. And this is a direct result of the blows that Ukraine, Israel, have delivered upon their own self-defense with unflagging support of the United States.
U.S. airstrikes have hit ISIS camps in central Syria, while Israel has bombed suspected chemical weapon sites and long-range rockets in Syria. President Trump says the U.S. should not be rushing in. He writes on social media, "This is not our fight." The president-elect is defending his threat of tariffs on imports.
Trump told NBC's Meet the Press that tariffs are going to make us rich, but he also said he couldn't guarantee that U.S. households won't end up paying higher prices for goods. Many economists predict that added costs on imported goods would lead to higher prices, but the president-elect said he didn't believe those predictions.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police divers have been in New York City's Central Park Lake looking for the gun used in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The hunt for the gunman now in its sixth day. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 21 points and NASDAQ futures are down 50 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you need to be realistic about our December diet, it's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. Inevitably, we'll stuff treats, meats, dishes into our mouths, leaving very little room for the right stuff. But you should be taking Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you shouldn't skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. It's the one thing I'm going to get right, because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December diet crash. Get Balance of Nature nature. Fruits and veggies in capsule form, that's all it is. You're going to love it. Use my discount code MikeG. Sign up as a new customer to get 50% off, plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my discount code MikeG. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code MikeG. 800-246-8751, discount code MikeG, or order online, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code MikeG to get 50% off, plus free shipping.
703 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing as you're going south towards Maple Lawn. The wreck is southbound 29 between Johns Hopkins Road and Route 216. So it's right in that area. We do see some heavy traffic south. I think I just saw the vehicles off to the right side. There may be a little bit of road blockage there. So heads up for that if you're traveling south from Broken Land Parkway and Columbia and down towards 216. The earlier backup's still there. We had the wreck early this morning, outer loop south of Liberty Road. A couple of vehicles still on the shoulder. The backups on the Beltway now are the normal delays. The heavy traffic now going into both the harbor tunnels. Lanes are open. We're in Annapolis right now, and we're looking live at Sandy Point. And as we come over towards Ritchie Highway and over to the ramps at the Severn River Bridge and through that area, the lanes are clear. I-97 right now at the ramp at Route 32. There is a good pace there on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After a wet start to this Monday, rain will taper off into the afternoon with a high close to 50. Expect clouds overnight with a low down to 41. And then scattered showers will develop into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit warmer with more rain falling on Wednesday as the high climbs to 61 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now, 36 degrees in Pikesville and 45 downtown Baltimore. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Firefighter and a civilian both treated for smoke inhalation after a fire in northeast Baltimore. The three-story house fire called in at about 9:30 Sunday morning. Firefighters were able to get everyone out of the building. Crews had the fire under control in about half hour, and the cause remains under investigation. A Glen Burnie man has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for helping a psychiatric patient escape from the Eastern Shore State Hospital in Cambridge. Israel Labastia, pled guilty in June to charges that included assault, firearms use in commission of a felony, and conspiracy. Separate weekend shootings left one dead, five injured in Baltimore City. Overnight Saturday, a 26-year-old man shot the 2200 block of Boston Street. About 2:30 that afternoon, a double shooting at West Patapsco Avenue, injuring two men, aged 25-27. About 7 o'clock Saturday night, a 21-year-old shot and wounded on Parkwood Avenue. Shortly after 10:30 p.m., a 56-year-old man killed in a shooting on Wicklow Road. And then, of course, on Sunday, a 45-year-old man was in critical condition now because of a shooting in 4100 block of Ironman Avenue. And one person taken to the hospital, minor injuries after a Saturday night boat fire in the Anchorage Marina in Baltimore. Fire at the marina on Boston Street extinguished quickly. Officials say it appears to have been cooking related. Lottery numbers, 102 was your pick three. 1420 is your pick, 1426 rather, is your pick four. And next, Style on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles wheeling and dealing over the weekend, signing free agent outfielder Tyler O'Neill, a power right-hand bat, 3 years, $49.5 million. O'Neill last year with the Red Sox, previous six with the Cardinals, 31 homers in 113 games last year in Boston. O'Neill can opt out after 1 year, but it's the first time that Mike Elias has signed a multi-year free agent deal in his 6 years in Baltimore. Burns also reportedly re-signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal, $8.5 million. Sanchez turned 32 last week, 10-year veteran last year with the Brewers. He has power. Meanwhile, Juan Soto broke the bank. 15 years, $765 million from the Mets. Richest contract in sports history. Yankees skulk away, tail between their legs. NFL Steelers put themselves in line to win the AFC North.
Second and 10. Down the middle. He's got him! It's Freiermuth for the touchdown!
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Steelers, two games in front of the Ravens with four games left to play. They can win the North with a win over Baltimore in 2 weeks. Elsewhere, the Chiefs.
This is for the division, for the Chiefs. And right, and right, and in for the division. It's the Doink for the division, for the Chiefs.
Doink for the division. How about that? Chiefs clinched their ninth West in AFC West in a row. Mike Tirico with the call. Second longest streak in NFL history, by the way. Chiefs are 12-1. Six of their wins coming on the game's final play. Coming up at 7:35, the son of Prime gets the golden arm, and the Wizards did something over the weekend they haven't done in a month. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. We'd love you to join the debate and the discussion. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And here are your top stories this hour.
Later on this hour, apparently the attacks on Doge continue. But more support for it is also pouring in.
When Elon Musk told the people at Twitter they would have to go back to work, a third of them quit. They're not used to work. When Elon Musk told them that when you come back to work, be prepared to do overtime, another third quit.
And just who is responsible for the Syrian crisis of the day?
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians.
You know, the funny thing is, Sean, I don't remember him denouncing Syria at all in the last 4 years. I mean, I just have no recollection. Perhaps he did, but I have no recollection of him coming out. You would think of this brutality, this murder, and everything going on, something would have been mentioned.
If it's not on the teleprompter.
You got that right. But let's start with this, if we could. There's more focus on the border. And as you heard during the last hour, if you were with us, Donald Trump talked about what's going to happen when people start to get deported in this country in a long-form interview. And there are others who've weighed in as well. Byron Donalds was on the weekend talkies this weekend. And he said, you know, it's time to stop talking about deporting them. Let's talk about repatriating them.
We've been very clear throughout the entire campaign that the first order of business is going to be removing, repatriating these criminal, illegal aliens, almost to the tune of a million of them, back to their home countries.
Yeah, and of course, one of the things that we toss around now by the left is, oh, you got the military marching through the streets, arresting anybody or seizing anybody who looks Hispanic, which, of course, is absolute bull hockey.
When you're talking about military assets being used, that's only in an extreme last resort. There are more than 6,000 officers who have dedicated their lives to having to remove illegal aliens from our country. People who already have a legal deportation order, but it hasn't been effectuated by Joe Biden. What Donald Trump is going to do, we're going to repatriate those people using those personnel at ICE and other parts of the Department of Homeland Security to remove them.
Oh, the next, you know, straw man that was tossed up was, but it's going to cost so much money. How could you do that? It's going to cost so much money.
What we already know is that the cost of massive illegal immigration to the federal government, to state governments, and to local governments is more than $150 billion per year. So if you're going to say that it costs us $300 billion over a decade to repatriate illegal aliens to their home country versus the American taxpayer having to pay more than $1 trillion over the same decade to keep those illegal aliens in the United States, that is a savings to the American people.
And a rather substantial one as well. More from Byron Donalds. And of course, the impact on a county near us, as a matter of fact, in our listening area, that comes up later on this half hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 713. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're traveling south of Columbia, heading down towards Maple Lawn, they had the wreck there southbound near Johns Hopkins Road and around the ramp at Route 216. There's still some slowing there, according to the authorities at the scene. So anybody south from Broken Land Parkway, going south eventually towards the bridge at 198 and down through there at the Patuxent River. So be on the lookout for that. Both the tunnels still moving. Everybody's okay so far this morning. We're backed up on 895 towards Pulaski Highway. We're backed up on 95 just around the O'Donnell Street area, so not too bad. And all four lanes are moving. JFX, you're okay. Parkville side of the Beltway is filled in just a bit at Hartford Road. The inner loop at Greenspring, the west side, did not recover and is not going to recover anytime soon from an earlier accident this morning right at 6 on the outer loop at Liberty Road, and that's still really bogged down anywhere from 795 southbound. It finally does get better after Frederick Road, and then you're clear down the hill towards 95. If you're heading out to the western part of the state, the rain has arrived there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast: rain this morning, tapering off this afternoon. 50 for the high tonight, cloudy, low 41, some scattered showers possible tomorrow afternoon, and high of 55. Right now, it is cloudy and 40 in the city, 39 in Forest Hill. Time for our Mega Movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, again, a big interview on Defeat the Press yesterday with Kristen Welker and President-elect Trump talked about two of our neighboring countries that, well, he said could be the 51st and 52nd state.
You're subsidizing Canada to the tune of over $100 billion a year. We're subsidizing Mexico for almost $300 billion. We shouldn't be subsidizing. Why are we subsidizing these countries? If we're going to subsidize them, let them become a state. We're subsidizing Mexico, and we're subsidizing Canada, and we're subsidizing many countries all over the world. And all I want to do is I want to have a level, fast, but fair playing field.
Well, technically, there aren't subsidies. What do exist are trade deficits.
Yes.
So there's a $100 billion trade deficit with Canada, $300 billion with Mexico, and that's what he means by we're subsidizing them by importing more than we're exporting to them. He wants a level playing field there. He also says he feels real good about the confirmation of Pete Hegseth.
Looks like Pete is doing well now. I mean, people were a little bit concerned. He's a young guy with a tremendous track record, actually. He went to Princeton and went to Harvard. He was a good student at both. But he loves the military, and I think people are starting to see it. So we'll be working on his nomination along with a lot of others.
Since you bring him up, do you still have confidence in Pete Hegseth?
Yes, I do. I really do. He's a very smart guy. I've known him through Fox, but I've known him for a long time. And he's basically a military guy. I mean, every time I talk to him, all he wants to talk about is the military. He's a military guy.
Yeah, and of course, Joni Ernst, who has been leading the charge against him, will have another meeting with Pete Hegseth this week. I expect her to fall in line after all this embarrassing stuff has come out on Joni Ernst. More on that later. Steve Miller, not the band guy, but the immigration guy of the Trump administration, he talked about what's going to happen on day one yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
Now, President Trump, regardless, on day one is going to issue a series of executive orders that seal the border shut and begin the largest deportation operation in American history. But you're talking about what would be the largest investment in immigration and border security. This is something the Republicans have been talking about for decades, but with Donald Trump, this is something that is going to happen. It will be the most important and significant, as I said, domestic policy achievement in half a century.
On day one, do you hear what he said? Seal the border shut.
Yes.
That means it's going to shut it all down. And there won't be any ability of people to get across that border illegally. And here's the other surprise. Speaker Mike Johnson, speaking about DOGE, said this is the goal of Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and the DOGE committee.
Understandably, but you know, you look at the example in Argentina, Malay, there the president has cut 10% of the workforce. He has shuttered 13 government agencies. He's doing things that nobody thought was possible, that economists up and down said, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that. And he's doing it. Musk wants to take government agencies from 428 to 99. Can it be done?
We certainly hope so. We want to be willing partners in that. And we have a new ability to do this now. Remember the Supreme Court overturned the Chevron doctrine, right? That's a game-changing kind of situation. Not in my lifetime, but we had the opportunity to go in and really take back control from the administrative state. For a long time, they've been acting as judge, jury, and executioner on the rules that they make on industries and small business owners and the rest. So we have the ingredients. We have the conditions right now to actually be able to make really dramatic change.
75% reduction in the size of government. 428 federal agencies to 99. Again, these are recommendations that have to be you know, sent to Congress. Congress has to act on them, but we'll see if there is great unanimity in the House.
You'll hear more later on this hour, actually, from Rand Paul on this issue as well, because change is a-coming, folks. The question is either get on board or get off the tracks.
Yesterday, Trump announced several new White House additions, including attorney Alina Haba will now be counselor to the president, and I also nominated Chris Landau for deputy Secretary of State. We find out now today that Laura Trump has stepped down as RNC co-chair. That would pave the way for her to be nominated to be the replacement for Marco Rubio in the Senate in Florida. So interesting there. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz's wife, Ginger, is promising a big announcement next week. We believe that Matt Gaetz will run for governor of Florida. So that big doings there.
It could be Laura Trump against
whatever the primary is. I don't know who the primary opponent is as of this date. So that's a possibility. I don't think she, but it could be a temporary replacement, or then until they have the special election. By the way, Kwasi Mfumi says he will not attend the Trump inauguration because it is MLK Day. And so he's got other fish to fry on that day. John Fetterman, we'll hear from him a little bit later on. He wants Trump pardoned. He's asking Joe Biden to pardon Donald Trump. I'll tell you why in just a second. And everybody's talking about America's king of country music. George Strait broke the internet yesterday, over the weekend, after he did the Trump dance at a concert that he held in Vegas. Everybody's getting in on the act, folks. 42 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have now. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Still to come, don't forget, big announcement, big act coming to Baltimore this spring. We'll announce who it is and where it is, and all you have to do is stay tuned right here to The Morning Drive.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
That's major news. You should have led with that.
Oh, the YMCA thing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big debate among the some of in the village people as to the origin of the song YMCA, which was adopted by the gay community. Village People is a reference to Greenwich Village, and of course the gay rights movement that was born out of there. But the cop, I think his name is Willis, he is the one that's saying they're thinking about performing it at the Trump inauguration. And he says that it's a song about empowering men. It's about men, you know, that are strong men.
Manly men.
But that may need a hand up every once in a while if they've been down on their luck or whatever. And the construction worker, I can't remember the guy's name, he's saying, no, it's a gay anthem. So now there's a big debate. So maybe we'll read the lyrics later on and our listeners can decide.
Instead of gay anthem, let's hyphenate it. It's a ganthem. It's a ganthem.
It's a ganthem.
7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is, Chwitaker.
I'm going to go with that for a while.
Chwitaker. Hey, it might have something there.
Chwitaker.
Chwitaker.
And then again, maybe not, Mr. Casey. Just my opinion as we move forward. I have found something for you. If you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, it's an incident on the right side, 95 after Key Highway, before the 395. They're completely off the roadway, but they're looking at it. So coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, here we go again. They're looking at it. We're backing up through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are exiting, but we're going to back up now. We're going to go back through the toll plaza. So that's going to add an extra 5 to 10 minutes, at least through that backup. 895 is still moving without any big delay. JFX, you're okay this morning. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. All the normal delays around the Beltway. No construction right now. 95 north at Joppa Road is clear. So that's good news as you're moving north from White Marsh Boulevard. We'll go up later and check on that construction near Route 24. And it looks like they may still be working on that wreck near Maple Lawn, southbound Route 29 at Johns Hopkins Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain coming to the area this morning, should taper off this afternoon, and 50 for the high right now. Cloudy, 41 in Dundalk, 41 in Reisterstown under cloudy skies. It's 725.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. A bit more from Byron Donalds from earlier on this half hour. He says the first thing, and of course this is not what they're talking about, rather actively, on day one, shut off the spigots.
When you turn off the spigots of opening our borders, when you turn off the spigots of all this aid going to illegal aliens in the United States, and then you have a president of the United States and a government who is serious about repatriating people back to their home country, you will see that the enticement of coming to America is not going to be what it was under Joe Biden.
And you still have in this country a fair number of elected officials who say, really, we're going to protect those illegals. Why their citizens actually put up with this nonsense is a bit of a question that we have. But one of them is Michael O'Connor, who is the mayor of Frederick. And we talked about the story some this past week, but it has become national news.
We refuse to aid and abet outside agencies attempting to detain, deport, or remove any residents from our community.
Yeah, there you go. He's going to make sure he protects all the illegals, which is great for those folks who live in Frederick who have minor concerns about criminal illegal aliens. He includes them in this ball of wax he's going to make sure he protects.
And he's asking taxpayers to fund a legal advocacy fund for the illegal aliens who broke into our country, who violated our laws, and taxpayers now in Frederick are being asked to foot the bill.
Yeah, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins up there says, let's talk a bit about this, Mayor.
What he's saying directly is we are setting up a sanctuary
Missouri City. You know, he's angered taxpayers by his statement. He's on the wrong side of this issue. He certainly doesn't have the right to use taxpayer money. He's naive. He's foolish. And again, his view is he wants Frederick to be a sanctuary city, and it's not going to be. It's not going to happen here.
Yeah, Chuck Jenkins is pretty firm on where he believes the mayor stands, and he understands completely where he stands on this issue.
I stand for law and order, the rule of law. For 16 years, I've worked with ICE in a very successful 287G program that's maintained safety in Frederick County. It's a safe community. We've probably got the lowest crime rate in the region, in large part due to the 287G and our work with ICE. And my goal is to continue that.
Now, one of the things that Jenkins asked is kind of a provocative question for all those blue mayors who've decided that they're going to swim against the stream here and see if they can't protect the illegal aliens as they're here. And Chuck says, when is it that we're going to actually say our priority is protecting American citizens?
We are looking at the most violent criminals and gang members and cartel members on the face of the planet coming into our country. We've got to get serious about cleaning up this problem. When's it going to be time to protect Americans?
Yeah, exactly when?
No, Mayor O'Connor could certainly have a change of heart like Mayor Adams in New York City did.
Yep.
Adams used to be a Republican and switched to a Democrat. Now he was asked over the weekend, would he be a Republican? He said he'd be open to anything at this point. But he said his number one priority is to protect New Yorkers.
Right.
And that's the reason why he's now going to look at cooperating with Tom Holman and ICE.
So you have on one side folks like Eric Adams. On the other side, you have folks like the mayor of Chicago or folks like this Michael O'Connor who are saying, oh, no, we're still all in on illegals, including the illegal aliens who are violent, who want to do us damage. And Jenkins says, apparently, the mayor's rhetoric is going to lead to violence.
This type of rhetoric from someone like the mayor to say this simply endangers Frederick County.
It just endangers Frederick County, period. That last soundbite, by the way, courtesy of our friends over at Channel 45. 729 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for years, one tooth at a time, folks. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. The practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Now, if you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth or discolored teeth, maybe loose-fitting dentures that just drive you to crazy, man, and you just want that taken care of, or maybe you want implants or veneers that look normal, look perfect, and not like something from a bad B-movie. You've seen those. Do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call them right now, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
It's 7:30. Coming up next, who is responsible for today's modern Syrian crisis? We'll explore and explain. Latest news headlines, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. It was a difficult weekend over Saturday and Sunday in Baltimore City. Separate weekend shootings left 5 injured in Baltimore City and 1 dead. Overnight Saturday, a 26-year-old man was shot at the 2200 block of Boston Street. 2:30 that afternoon, a double shooting in West Patapsco Avenue injured 2 men, aged 25 and 27. Around 7 o'clock Saturday night, a 21-year-old was shot and wounded on Parkwood Avenue. A 46-year-old man in critical condition after a Sunday morning shooting in the 4100 block of Ironman Avenue. And, of course, the fatality just after 10:30 p.m. on Saturday night, a 56-year-old man was killed in a shooting on Wicklow Road. One person taken to a hospital after minor injuries after a Sunday night boat fire in the Anchorage Marina in Baltimore. The fire at the marina on Boston Street extinguished quickly. Officials say it appears to have been cooking related. Driver injured after pieces of concrete fell onto her car from the Amtrak Bridge in East Baltimore. Happened at around 11:30 Sunday morning as she was driving under the bridge on North Point Road. She suffered minor injuries. The front of her vehicle is damaged. Officials with the Baltimore Department of Transportation say the westbound lane of North Point Road will remain closed until later this morning. The eastbound lane will be divided into a two-way traffic pattern until the westbound lane is reopened. and a man dead after a weekend stabbing in Towson. Happened just before 2:30 Sunday morning. A unit block of Ecoway Court, the 37-year-old victim pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators looking for the suspect, and anyone with information asked to please call Baltimore County Police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And a firefighter and a civilian both treated for smoke inhalation after a fire in northeast Baltimore. It's 7:32 on WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 102. Pick 4, 1426. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There is an accident southbound on the shoulder right before the ramp that would take you north onto 395. So we're backed up right at the exit from the tunnel. And in turn, then we're backed up through the toll plaza. We're not quite back to O'Donnell Street. So it's not a major backup right now, but probably will have an effect on 895 for the traffic coming south from Eastern Avenue and from the ramp in that area around Urban Avenue. Just checking to see it's not back to Pulaski Highway, but the word does get out. There is a wreck south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so some of the overflow will be there on 895. So it's not a disaster at this point, but it's adding to the heavy traffic already there. Looks like they may have cleared the wreck now from Route 29 southbound near Johns Hopkins Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After a wet start to this Monday, rain will taper off into the afternoon with a high close to 50. Expect clouds overnight with a low down to 41. And then scattered showers will develop into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit warmer with more rain falling on Wednesday as the high climbs to 61 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Want to save up to 50% on new blinds? Blinds.com offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters at prices far less than big box retailers. And right now, save up to 50% off through December 10th during our Cyber Week sale. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Hot stove baseball was on high over the weekend. First, the Orioles signing the right-hand power bat of Tyler O'Neill. 3 years, $49.5 million contract. O'Neill with 31 homers last year in 113 games for the Red Sox will replace Anthony Santander. O'Neill is the first multi-year free agent that Mike Elias has signed here in 6 years, although O'Neill can opt out after 1 year. Bird's also signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year, $8.5 million deal, meaning James McCann won't be back as well. Big news, though, was Juan Soto going from the Bronx to the Queens. 15 years, $765 million, largest contract in sports history. NFL yesterday, Steelers go 2 up on the Ravens with 4 to play. Trouncing the Browns, 27-14 the final. Pittsburgh can clinch the division with a win over the Ravens in 2 weeks. Chiefs clinch their 9th AFC West in a row with a 31-yard field goal that doinks off the upright and goes in at the gun. 19-17 over the Chargers. And how about the Rams derailing the Bills yesterday in L.A.?
Oh! Roger, and it's blocked! Look at this, it's sitting on the ground! Can the Rams pick it up? They do! And they're going to score! It's Hunter Law for 6!
Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox. One of the most exciting plays in sports. A blocked punt for the touchdown. Rams hold on 44-42. A thriller in Los Angeles. College basketball. The Terps gave Purdue all they could handle yesterday.
That gets back. He energized. Here's Queen.
18-footer, yes. He's got everything in his game.
He does, and the call was on BTN, but it wasn't enough. 83-78, the final. Purdue wins it. Career high 26 for Queen, 12 boards. It's his fourth double-double in his 10-game college career. Local, UMBC over Towson, 84-71 on Saturday. Marcus Banks, 5 three-pointers, 22 points. NBA, the Wizards lost to the Grizzlies last night, 140-112 in D.C., but they broke their franchise-tying record, 16 straight losses on Saturday, with a 122-113 win over the Nuggets, despite a career-high 56 from Nikola Jokic. Jordan Poole had 39 for the Wizards in that game. And how about the Caps? A sweep north of the border over the weekend. 4-2 in Montreal, 3-1 against Toronto. Caps have won a franchise record 9 in a row on the road and are tied with the Wild and the Devils for most points in the NHL. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Shadir Sanders returns to Baltimore.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
All right, it's Shadur. Doink. Are you happy now?
Doink.
God, you're all good today, Sean. You got chest puffed out.
I have had to endure your slings and barbs of the NFL season.
Yeah,
so
I'll give you credit.
How the worm can turn sometimes.
I'll give you credit. Doink. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, anyway, it is Shadur, and Shadur Sanders returns to Baltimore, meaning that he won the Golden Arm Award over the weekend. Of course, annually presented by the Johnny Unitas Foundation. John Jr. presented it. The Golden Arm, and he joined some great company, by the way. Past Golden Arm winners include Peyton and Eli Manning, Joe Burrow, and Jaden Daniels, among others. I say he returns to Baltimore because his dad, Deion Sanders, primetime, played in Baltimore, 04 and 05. Shadur was a constant visitor to the locker room before and after the games, etc. So good to see him back in Baltimore, and well deserved.
Yeah, he's got a great career and great draft prospects as well.
Yeah, so, threw for almost 4,000 yards. He and his dad, who knows, could be a package deal for somebody in the NFL.
Apparently, the divorce did not go well. Did you see the introduction at game time with Deion and Shadur? They were honoring Shadur or whatever, and apparently Deion bailed when mom was there.
Oh, really?
His ex-wife. Yeah.
Okay, that's not going to be pretty. No.
Take a look at his college career.
Why?
How many doinks did he have?
Just, doinks.
Just curious.
Yeah. You know what, Bruce?
Yeah.
Doink you.
Thank you, Gary.
And for that matter, you too, Sean.
Hey, 7:39, 21 minutes now before the RB o'clock. All right. Lots happening in the Middle East with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad fleeing Damascus. As jihadis have taken over the country's capital of Damascus, Christians and religious minorities face slaughter. It's a horrific situation. The Assads have maintained power for over 50 years. First, it was dad, Hafez al-Assad, and then, of course, Bashar al-Assad, the butcher. We used to call him Bashar the Butcher. Again, this we'll get to the reasons why this has happened in just a second. But yesterday, Chairman Joe somehow found himself to a teleprompter and a microphone before he nodded off to pronounce the actions that they were going to take.
Looking ahead, the United States will do the following. First, we'll support Syria's neighbors, including Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, and Israel, should any threat arise from Syria during this period of transition. I will speak with leaders of the region in the coming days. I had a long discussion with all of our people earlier this morning.
And look, there are no good guys in this fight. None whatsoever. ISIS and Al-Qaeda have taken over most of the Damascus and Syrian government and the palace and so on and so forth. Christians and religious minorities face genocide now. This is a horrific situation for minorities in Syria because Assad fled to Russia where he's been granted asylum. Biden launched a bunch of missiles, which is what they usually do in the Democrats. They just send missiles with no real intent as to what's going to happen.
Except hopefully. Terror.
Yeah,
exactly. The intent is terror.
And sometimes, look, missiles are warranted. But in this particular case, I don't really see how it's going to... I mean, Assad's gone already, so there's no functioning government to speak of. But here he said sanctions may be put back in place.
We made clear from the start sanction on Assad would remain in place unless he engaged seriously in a political process to end the civil war, as outlined by the UN Security Council resolution passed in 2015. But Assad refused, so we carried out a comprehensive sanction program.
So President Trump responded over the weekend to the civil war in Syria by saying, quote, "This is not our fight. Do not get involved," end of quote. And, of course, they did that immediately. Yeah, U.S. launched airstrikes in Syria, igniting a backlash after Trump's warning to avoid even a further Middle East quagmire. So how did we get here? Well, we got here because Barack Hussein Obama, during his term with John Brennan, remember, he is a Muslim, practicing Muslim. He was director of the CIA. They wanted to enable. They wanted Assad's regime gone, and they wanted to enable the jihadists in that part of the world. In fact, you can directly credit Obama for helping ISIS rise to the caliphate level. Because remember, whenever the ill winds blow against the direction of the Muslims, Barack Obama said he would stand
with the Muslims.
He would stand with the Muslims. And that's exactly what he did in this part of the world. So, again, it was Barack Hussein Obama and his John Brennan-driven CIA that led us to where we are. Now, they weren't responsible for the Assad regime and dictatorship, but they're responsible for fomenting the seeds of jihadism in that part of the world, which eventually have led to this takeover. Now, what enabled it lately is that Bibi Netanyahu taken down Hamas and the Hezbollahs. Well, again, that has basically emboldened the jihadists because, you know, the attention's been on the Hezbollahs and Hamas, and not what's going on in Syria. Now, Trump did launch remember he sent like 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles back in 2017 because Assad used chemical weapons on civilians. That was the reason why he sent cruise missiles into Syria then. It wasn't to enable the ISIS or the Al-Qaeda or even to take down Assad. It was to make sure they stopped the use of chemical weapons. But here we go. Another hot spot. The world is on fire, and we got 42 days to go until we have a steady hand at the till.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. To make the call right now. First, though, at 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes with Twitter.
Twitter.
And
Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter. So when Twitter is on social media, does he tweet?
He tweets.
Would you like me to continue now?
Yes.
Yes. Speak away. Much.
Pardon the interruption, folks. It's quite all right. We have attention. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, New Wreck on the Beltway, Inner Loop, BW Parkway. They're trying to get the vehicles now to the right shoulder. Fire department, some of the equipment is just leaving the scene. State Highway truck is still there, so they're blocking the right lane, getting the vehicles now, trying to get the last vehicle to the shoulder. We're backed up all the way back towards I-97, and now I-97 northbound from 648 will feel the impact there as well. Looks like within the next minute or so, we'll get the right lane open, but you'll have flashing lights with the troopers on the right shoulder area. We still have a delay coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Vehicles on the right shoulder there, 95 south, right at the ramp at 395, with delays through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is backed up towards the ramp at Urban Avenue and Pulaski Highway. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain coming, and it's going to be here within the hour or so, and then should taper off by this afternoon. 50 for the high right now, 42 in Columbia, 41 in Owings Mills. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug to award if you correctly guess the fake news story today. Our contestant, Ben in Pikesville. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning.
All right, would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories here on this Monday morning. The Biden regime's war on American energy and devotion to the radical left climate cult has ratcheted up before Trump is scheduled to take office next month. EPA issued a final report Thursday on how it's enforcing climate change penalties. Back in March, they arrested a San Diego man, charging him under the American Innovation and Manufacturing Act with smuggling potent greenhouse gases. First climate change arrest known to the history of the country. Story two, according to Columbia University, they now have a brand new newspaper called the Columbia Intifada. Intifada refers to the holy war that the Muslims are engaging against the Western world. Columbia receives federal funding and tax-exempt status, FYI.
Not anymore.
And story number three, a mother recently said, I wanted a girl, but instead she is pregnant with a biological male. Michelle Callahan Dumont said her 10-week-old fetus, a biological male, and she's asked doctors, and they have agreed to already admit, or administering, I should say, gene modification therapy to hopefully stop the growth of certain sexual reproductive organs in her baby in utero. Apparently, she's calling her in utero baby Violet in anticipation of her gender transition. All right, story one. EPA makes its first ever climate change arrest. Story two, Columbia University announces its new terrorist-supporting newspaper. And story three, mother begins gender transition with baby in utero. All right, we'll start with Twitaker.
Let him speak first. I'll wait.
We'll start with Mr. Charles. Twitaker. Charles Whitaker.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Shut up, Bruce.
Well said, Twitaker.
My man. Just keeps having to run with it. As he falls off a cliff. Number three, please. What was that? No, what was the one with utero? Was that two or three?
That was three.
Three, yeah.
Three, please.
All right, Chuck goes for three. Bruce?
I agree with Twitaker.
Bruce goes for story number three. Kristen?
Yeah, I was sure it was the climate change one until I heard the horrible pregnancy story. So I'm going to say number three. I'll go with Chuck.
All right. And Ben in Pikesville?
We'll make it unanimous.
It is unanimous today.
You're going to go with Twitaker as well, Ben.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
You tell them, Ben. Don't worry about them, Ben. You don't have to talk to them. You just play the game.
Story number three. The woman beginning transitioning her child in utero. It is our fake news story of the day. So congratulations, Ben. But, you know, some of these stories have a kind of weird way of becoming true. I hope that doesn't happen.
It never happens.
Ben, we'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize, 100th anniversary WCBM t-shirt and coffee mug just for you. Thanks for playing the game here this morning. And Twitaker leads off with a win this week. Is Twitaker still here?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just listening to this rubbish at the same time.
He's been awfully quiet this morning.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I'm taking it all in.
Yeah. Chirp up, Twitaker.
Bruce, blow it out.
Apparently, Marty says, I heard a Brooksville, Florida man being investigated by Biden EPA for a massive release of greenhouse gases.
That's
after
what I heard as well.
Attending yes. Buffet City.
That was on the 16th hole after lunch.
Ah, yes. That's the winds of change.
Yes. The 16th, 17th, 18th hole are now brown.
They're brown. What can brown do for you?
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, Doge fever sweeping the Republican Party. And some Democrats are now signing on. At the top of the hour, juvenile justice reforms are now, the laws are a month old. And well, there's progress, but it's going in the opposite direction, folks. And don't forget our clown car coming up at 8:15. At 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
I'd say join the club, really. everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy. and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Kinnett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, juvenile justice reform laws not working. And it's only been a month, but it sort of was kind of predictable. So the big question is, what should be done next? What should happen regarding the Utes that are running wild all over Maryland, and specifically Baltimore Metro, but it's all over the state. It's not just
right
here in the guys. So we'll throw some suggestions your way and see what you think. By the way, big announcement coming up next hour as to a major couple of acts are coming to Baltimore, and we'll tell you when and where. And we'll be giving away tickets to that coming up all this week. So stay tuned for that. Great. Big announcement coming up in the next hour here on The Morning Drive.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Charles Whitaker.
So the wreck, just going past that, the wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway at the BW Parkway is on the shoulder. Everybody's off the roadway. There's a lot of activity there on the right side. So they're looking at it. Delays on the Beltway going back to between I-97 and Ritchie Highway. Now we're looking at I-97 northbound. They're now slowing north of 648 and coming up to the Beltway. So from the beginning of that backup past the wreck, probably 15 to 20 minutes right now for the traffic there. Still looking at delays as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck earlier was 95 southbound right before the ramp at 395. They had been on the right shoulder. They're still there, but looks like most of the flashing lights are gone. So the pace has improved just a bit now coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We are expecting some rain maybe in the next hour or so. Should be tapering off by the afternoon. 50 today. Tonight, cloudy and 41. More showers possible tomorrow and 55. Right now, cloudy. 43 in Annapolis. It's 40 in Bel Air. And you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
David is in Prince George's County. You've got to take this call. David, good morning.
Yes, sir. I got robbed by three Utes, as y'all call them, and everybody down here is like, what do you call them Utes for? Because they don't listen to y'all. They listen to, you know. But either way, I got robbed at gunpoint by three Utes at 4:30 in the morning. I thought they were making a turn into a parking lot and looked back down at my paperwork, and next thing I know, both my doors are opening and the gun is in my face. They didn't give very much. They got $7 and a brand-new iPhone and bank card and a gas card that they couldn't use because we canceled them very quickly after that. But it's everywhere in Maryland. I mean, I was
like 10 minutes from where Kim grew up.
Yeah. Well, at least you did the right thing and you gave up. You didn't try to resist because they just shouldn't shoot
for
kill
$7. Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, the iPhone's worth over $1,000. Yeah. So that's and again, that's an interesting thing because I have to look and see what the laws are in Maryland as to what qualifies as, you know, the.
Is it $999?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure. We have to look that up. I know in other states it is, but did you call police, yeah. David?
Oh, yes, sir. We've got police working on it, and I was sitting in a company truck, so the company truck has a camera.
Oh, good.
And we have footage of them with a gun in my face. We have footage of them pulling off, and then they robbed somebody right after me, and they got the tag number. But, of course, it could have been a stolen car.
Most likely here they're going to be caught, and that's not the issue. The issue is police do a great job of arresting these Utes. But the problem is what happens next? Do they get prosecuted? Do they get detained by DGS? Do they get released back to mommy or daddy or, you know, none of the above? That's the problem that we're having here in the state of Maryland. I'm so sorry to hear that you were a victim of...
That said, David, would you please let us know along your path here if you find it, all right, if they get arrested, and we'll follow up on what happens to them after that?
I certainly will, because I've got my human resource lady is having a fit and wanting to prosecute, too, because it took my gas card out of the truck because that was the only way she could. It's, it's one of those things. I've been doing the same routine for years, sitting in front of my shop doing my time cards. And why would they rob somebody in a ghetto that ain't got no money either? That's kind of... To me, it's really stupid.
Yeah, well, they victimize their own more so than anybody else, and that's what is so special. You're right, it's so stupid. Yeah. All right, David, thanks for keep us up to date. Yeah, thanks for the call. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that.
Yeah, wow, what a story.
Yeah, that's so jolting. It can be, again, I've never had that happen to me, but I've had friends that have been robbed at gunpoint or knife point, and it stays with you. It's I don't care how strong you are and whatever the case.
It's a little,
you can get PTSD from it. You dream about it, you have nightmares about it, and obviously now you have to take obviously some steps to make sure that you're protected because you want to go home to your family as well. And in this particular case, he cooperated and they didn't hurt him or try to hurt him. But in some cases, you can still cooperate.
They don't want any
witnesses.
Pistol whip you or something just for sport, I guess. But Sean, anybody. And I'm sure David is included in this. Anybody who is up at that hour, sitting anywhere in a vehicle, you better keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, and I think, it's sad to say this, but our behaviors and they have to change.
Yeah.
You have to now factor in everywhere you go, what time, what area, what neighborhood, if you have people with you or not, if you have protection with you or not. These are all things now, unfortunately, in the state of Maryland, which has sadly now been ruined by Democrats who are soft on crime.
Yeah, if you're not going to enforce the laws that are on the books and punish these individuals, well, there's no downside. They're going to keep doing it. It's that straightforward. Hey, Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional service, expert service from both companies. Free area towing. Both companies have great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700. You want to find them online. Glenn Burney Transmissions is gbt-online.com. And Jim Jennings, of course, jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
It's 8 o'clock on the morning drive.
WCVM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're celebrating in Damascus.
Celebratory gunfire. Syrians applauding the ouster of longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad. A rebel alliance has taken the reins of power. Meanwhile, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says Israel is determined to keep deadly weaponry in Syria out of the reach of terrorists.
That's why we attacked strategic weapon systems, like, for example, remaining of chemical weapons or long-range missiles and rockets, in order that they will not fall in the hands of extremists.
U.S. airstrikes have hit ISIS camps in central Syria. Assad has been granted political asylum in Russia. But few tears are being shed for him outside the walls of the Kremlin.
One of the messages that you pick up a lot on in today's Russian papers is that this isn't Moscow's fault. This is the fault of the Assad regime, the Syrian authorities, and the Syrian army that didn't fight hard enough to keep power.
And that's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. Donald Trump planning to take an active approach to the justice system once he is back in office.
The president-elect confirmed his plan to pardon supporters who were convicted for their roles in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot, saying he would take that action on his first day in office. He also told NBC's Meet the Press that members of Congress who investigated the riot should go to jail. Trump said he has the absolute right to seek revenge against his political opponents, but said he's not interested in that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A fuel depot has exploded in central Italy, killing at least two people, nine others injured in the explosion. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 1 point higher. The NASDAQ futures are down 46, S&P futures off 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. Back up towards Annapolis is there. It's the usual stuff. I-97 right at Route 32. It does get better after the bridge at 178, but it is backed up right there at Route 32, coming down from Gambrels and Odenton and coming down from Benfield Boulevard. All that normal delay is right there. Vehicles are still on the shoulder inner loop at the BW Parkway, so all the lanes are open. The Beltway is backed up towards I-97. I-97 in turn was backed up as well, coming up from 648. I went back to revisit that wreck we had earlier, 29 South near Johns Hopkins Road. Still see a couple of police cars there on the right side, and traffic is still slow on 29 at that scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After a wet start to this Monday, rain will taper off into the afternoon with a high close to 50. Expect clouds overnight with a low down to 41. And then scattered showers will develop into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit warmer with more rain falling on Wednesdays. The high climbs to 61 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up, Bel Air has 34 degrees, also 34 in Ellicott City. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. These headlines being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online at cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. A firefighter and a civilian were both treated for smoke inhalation after a fire in northeast Baltimore. The three-story house caught fire and it was called in around 9:30 Sunday morning. Firefighters able to get everyone out of the building. Crews had the fire under control in about half hour. The cause remains under investigation. A Glen Burnie man has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for helping a psychiatric patient escape from the Eastern Shore State Hospital in Cambridge. No, the Labastida, which is the guy's last name, Israel Labastida, pled guilty in June to charges that include assault, firearm use, and commission of a felony and conspiracy. Yeah, he shot out a hospital window in August of 2023 to help the patient escape, and then he drove the getaway car. Separate weekend shootings left one dead, five injured in Baltimore City. Overnight Saturday, a 26-year-old man shot the 2200 block of Boston Street about 2:30 that afternoon. Double shooting in West Patapsco Street. Another one on Parkwood Avenue just about 10:30 p.m. And then a 56-year-old man was killed in a shooting on Wicklow Road. One person taken to a hospital, minor injuries after a Sunday night boat fire, by the way, at the Anchorage Marina in Baltimore. Fire at the marina on Boston Street extinguished quickly. Officials say it appears to have been cooking related. Louder numbers, pick 3 was 102, pick 4, 1426, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
The Orioles making their first multi-year free agent signing in the Mike Elias era, agreeing on a three-year, $49 million contract with right-hand power hitter Tyler O'Neill, ending the Oriole career of Anthony Santander. O'Neill does have an opt-out after 1 year. The Birds also signing free agent catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal, $8.5 million. Sanchez last year with the Milwaukee Brewers. Meanwhile, Juan Soto used to take the 4 train to Yankee Stadium from Midtown, but now he'll take the 7 to Citi Field for 15 years and $765 million, a five-year opt-out, no deferrals. It's the largest contract in the history of sports. NFL Steelers can clinch the AFC North with a win over the Ravens in 2 weeks. This set up by their win yesterday over the Browns.
Second and 10. Down the middle. He's got him! It's Freiermuth for the touchdown!
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Pittsburgh 10-3 on the season. The Ravens are 8-5. WBA lightweight champion and Baltimore native Gervonta Davis with a stunning announcement over the weekend.
That's why I don't want boxing more. I want to do therapy, right? But I feel as though if I do therapy, it will lose the fire that I have inside me. I want everything out of me, Wes, though. I don't never think about fighting again. I don't think about even getting angry. You know what I mean? Because I have two girls, two daughters. So I'm wanting to be much softer, you know what I mean? Be more humble and things like that.
Davis made those comments announcing his retirement at the end of next year at a press conference announcing his next bout with Lamont Roach, a D.C. boxer, on March 1 at the Barclays Center in New York. Davis, of course, growing up in Sandtown, Winchester, trained at the Upton Boxing Gym on the West Side when he was 5 years old is when he began, 30-0 as a professional, 28 knockouts. Coming up at 8:35, the governor with a big announcement on the Preakness. And that is Stein on Sports.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3.
You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. You can join the conversation here this morning. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up, your top stories in this hour include Governor Moore is interested in more and so in fundraising than he is anything else.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, of course, we'll take a look at the tax on the Trump nominees. But top story here in this hour is that concerns are rising as we have repeat juvenile justice offenders. They have not paid attention, Bruce, because the new laws went into place on November 1st.
Yep.
And the problem continues that they're out of control. Just in the last several weeks, a Fells Point resident robbed of a cell phone and beaten, and his wife was assaulted. That incident was captured on video. We have a video of juveniles involved in assault and smash and grab in Upper Fells, an assault on a Canton mother back in September. We've had a bunch of carjackings in Towson Town and elsewhere. And you can't pick up the newspaper or go online today without hearing of some juvenile thug crime. And the problem is, according to retired Sergeant Betsy Smith, she's with the National Association of Police, is that these repeat offenders are becoming more frequent and more serious.
I think we are seeing younger and younger offenders who commit violent felonies with more and more frequency.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And why is that happening? Because there is no accountability. And remember this? Remember when Mayor Scott proclaimed this to the residents and voters of Baltimore?
The mayor's job is to enforce the laws.
Yes.
Yeah.
The mayor's job is to enforce the laws, not to come up with your own set of laws or circuitous path around them, a.k.a. safe streets, group violent reduction strategy. That's not enforcing the law. But the mayor, he's not a fan of arresting folks of a certain persuasion or a certain color.
What we also will do is continue to advocate and work with our partners at the state level to make sure that we're not arresting the same young people over and over again.
Wait a minute now. If you didn't let them out in the first place, this would not be a risk.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame to have to arrest them over and over again, but you keep saying let them out, and they go do another crime and you arrest them again? Wow, I'm shocked, personally.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to arrest your way out of it, then stop releasing them.
Yes.
And Sergeant Smith says this is the problem.
Police can arrest a juvenile offender time and time and time again, do all the paperwork, get them to the right court, but if they are not prosecuted properly, they're going to continue to reoffend.
And that's exactly what we are seeing. So we have some thoughts, have some suggestions on how we get rid of this problem. So we'll share those with you in just a moment.
Right now, though, it's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. One thing, this week has started off without any vehicles on fire or smoke filling up any of the tunnels in town, which is good news.
We'll like that.
Yeah, we'll see if we can correct that by tomorrow for you, Chuck.
I'm sure. See, they finally got the stump tump out last week as well, so that's all taken care of. All right, so 95 South, speaking of the tunnels, still slow coming out of the south end of the tunnel where we had the problems earlier down before the ramp at 395. There was a police car there. They've decided now in the last 4 or 5 minutes, been watching, they've been turning this camera at 95 and 395. They're looking at vacant lots. They're looking at power lines. They looked at the bottom end of the Gwynns Falls as it empties into the harbor. It's been a very lovely tour, but no traffic looking at the camera there as you're moving south at 395. So I just want to give you that geographical view of Westport and lovely areas down through there.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, you're welcome. It's a visual that's just striking to me that all these row houses in Westport have a lot more to do than any backup on 95. What the hell do I know? The interloop accident is still on the shoulder interloop at the BW Parkway. That was still backed up towards I-97. You might still have a police car there, 29 southbound before Maple Lawn in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, we are expecting some rain maybe in the next hour or so, but it should be tapering off by this afternoon. High of 50, overnight 41. Scattered showers again tomorrow. Warmer, high of 55. Chance of light rain the next hour and 42 in Severn. It's cloudy, 41 in Middle River. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Monday morning. Time once again for us to head to the Big Top in order to see the clown that's got to pop out of the clown car. So please enter the Big Top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring. The Democratic clown car enters from the far left, makes some additional left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps, wow, there are two of them, Rachel Maddow 4 years ago and Rachel Maddow today. Here's Rachel Maddow 4 years ago, fretting about whether or not Donald Trump was going to be pardoned like any relative or anything.
President Trump, as he winds down his last few weeks in office, is considering preemptive pardons for all his adult children, including his son-in-law, Jared.
Yeah, God forbid that should happen. Your son, your son-in-law should never have to face that. And here she is on Friday.
Cue all the hand-wringing and gnashing of teeth today about a president using his power, his pardon power, his powers as president, to do something for a family member.
Yeah.
Tell me more about how outraged we all are about President Biden's pardon for his son.
There's just one way of describing Rachel Maddow at this very moment.
It's me being a hypocrite is what it is.
Me being a massive hypocrite, that's what it is. It was a horrible thing to even consider under Donald Trump, but it's pretty much okay for Joe Biden to do it. Wow. If they didn't have double standards on that side of the aisle, they'd have no standards at all. Maddow, get back in the clown car and please get out of here.
In this juvenile crime debate, Fred asks a very interesting question. Where are the truant officers?
Yeah.
Do they not have truant officers in Baltimore City? And if so, do they work 24 hours a day and late night? Because a lot of these juvenile thug crimes are occurring in broad daylight.
Yeah.
When the children are supposed to be in school. Do we have them anymore? They're being overpaid. Because they're not doing their job. So maybe you could save some money there. If either you're going to have truant officers that work, or you won't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've asked this question once or twice before. But anyway, Sergeant Smith says the issue here regarding much of these repeat violent offenders, and that is the ongoing problem, is that we're not serious. And by we're, I'm meaning the people that are calling the shots. That would be the legislature, the mayor of Baltimore, which now controls the BPD, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we warned against that, but voters thought otherwise. And now you're seeing you're reaping the so-called benefits or lack thereof of that. But she says, we're not serious about crime these days.
What we considered a serious crime 10 or 20 years ago is now considered, you know, oh, it's a misdemeanor. It's no big deal. It's kids acting up.
Yeah. Well, they're just acting up. They're just acting out. They just need some supervision.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Of some sort. So my question is, how do we fix this? How do we fix this problem? Because we've been discussing this now for how long? Prior to the three bills that have passed, the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Child Interrogation Protection Act, and now this latest one that went into place on November 1st. Prior to that, we did not have a massive juvenile crime problem. Prior to that, it was just your average run-of-the-day homicides and non-fatal shootings in Baltimore City. And those are allegedly on the way down. I'm not sure I trust those stats. But now, since they passed these laws, the problem has gotten much worse.
Yep, it has.
Exponentially. So how do we fix it? The question is, and I've got some suggestions. I thought we'd hear from some of you. as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And again, how about we actually punish the offenders?
Wow, Sean, come on. That's
and I mean, we're not treating them. We're not interesting. They got to be punished. There's got to be some accountability. So we can debate the punishment. And they're saying right now it's just detention. Either they get a GPS ankle monitor or they get held at juvenile services. I think we have to go beyond that. I mean, I think we have to reinstate the boot camps again, where, you know, in the military, they break you down first. And these are law-abiding citizens. They break you down in order to build you back up with good order and discipline. And I think the same thing has to happen. And, again, I know the other boot camps or the places closed or weren't as successful because there was some abuses and bizarre. Just make sure they're properly monitored.
Yeah.
So that we have people aren't overstepping their bounds. I'm not talking about any physical abuse or physical torture or whatever. But, again, you'd be surprised how much you can get to the inner person by breaking them down first with, physical tasks and mental tasks as well.
Yeah, the problem is that baby has been thrown out with the bathwater a long time ago. Most people in urban areas pretty much given up on the idea that punishment is going to have any impact whatsoever. They're wrong.
Well, but certainly not punishing them is not doing anything. It's making the problem worse. So we have to find a way that we can punish without, obviously, nobody's advocating abuse of any person, any human being. But we have to find a way to punish them so they know that they're being punished more. And this coming up in just a second. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company, and he's that simple, going to guarantee the sale of your home. Once you list with Vinny, how does he do it? A database of tens of thousands of buyers that are really ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And they, before he even hits the open market or the MLS, they get their eyes on it, and sometimes your home is sold within minutes and days, sometimes without you even knowing it. It's pretty much sold until you get a call from Vinny or one of the agents there. So it's just incredible how quickly they can make this happen. And that's because you meet with either Vinny or one of his agents and you both agree on asking price and time frame. When you agree and then sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. And they have all sorts of other programs available at Vinny Steele to make sure that they help you, whether you want to sell your home, stay in your home, trade in your home, or whether you don't feel like fixing up your home. They have programs for that as well. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:23 right now, Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Schwitaker.
Well, we just cleared one wreck, completely gone now, inner loop of the BW Parkway, and that's recovered coming up from I-97, and we were just making the routine rounds, and we came across Green Spring Avenue and said, what in the world is going on here? It's backed up solid through Park Heights Avenue, backing up towards Reisterstown Road. The culprit is a wreck on the right side after the JFX and before you get over to the ramp at 83. So if you're coming up from 795, you're round the curve there at Reisterstown Road, right at Park Heights Avenue. It starts to back down at that point, and it's not doing very well at all through Green Spring right now. They're looking at this wreck. Everybody's getting by, but it is really stalled up now on the inner loop. I'm just looking at the camera. The actual wreck itself is a little bit past the bridge where Joppa Road goes over the Beltway at that point. So it's on the right side, affecting the ramp traffic as well from the JFX northbound. Big delay right now, Reisterstown Road over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says rain in the area. It'll taper off this afternoon, a high of 50. Right now, cloudy 44 in Stevensville. We're expecting some light rain in next hour in Ellicott City and 42. We're talking about what can be done, if anything, to resolve the juvenile crime problem, and we have three bills now, and they've all failed. At least two of the three have failed spectacularly, and the third one is only a month in. It doesn't look like it's going to make much difference. So we talked about punishing the offender, and already we've got an email here from Marty. He says, oh, no, they need services. You got to have inpatient treatment. You got to have the services. I think for a lot of these people, that boat sailed a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
If the parents can't rein them in, then why do we expect any other adult for them to respect any other adult, any other person of authority? If you don't respect your parents and your elders, why would you respect any other adult? I think they need a little more tough love than that. Yeah. What about punishing the parents? There's been a lot of debate, discussion on that with City State's Attorney Ivan Bates and others. And that's either, I'm not saying put them in jail. I'm saying significant fines if your minor child is out all hours of the night committing crimes under the age of 18. At 18, they go to jail. They go to adult jail. But at 17 and under, the parents, either fining the parents, or if the parents do not have the means, then a loss of benefits, yeah. Either state or federal. Loss of benefits.
I think sending the parents to school with these kids would be something that would be very instructive as well. And I think that one thing that should be examined is we have to actually prosecute crimes when they happen. And that means if you have a 14-year-old who is committing a crime that as an adult would require serious punishment, I'm sorry, we're going to go by the crime now, not by your age. You've committed a crime with a gun. Guess what the punishment for that is? And the consequence has to be there and be real.
Yeah, well, you should be charged as an adult, yes, in that particular case. And Ivan Bates has done that in some cases. What about another idea? Punish the lawmakers. Since, Governor Moore is the one that hired Vinny Schiraldi, who is basically doing an awful job at the Department of Juvenile Services, then these Democrats that have passed these laws, maybe they should sponsor these children and bring them into their homes. Since the parents aren't interested in raising law-abiding children, then maybe these Democrats who have passed these laws, maybe they should be made to bring these children into their homes and raise them properly.
What about a youth version of Project Exile? If you have a 14, 13, 12-year-old, whatever the age might be, who is behaving in a manner that's so undisciplined, you can't bring that child back to, some sense of order and understanding what the society is all about, just send them somewhere else. Guess what? You're going to be living in Thurmont for the next six months.
As to the cars, then what about technology? There's got to be, we have some technology that is car theft proofing right. Your vehicle. But what happens if we were to actually have technology that you've been carjacked and you're safely out of the car and they've taken your car, and 2 minutes later you can press a button and it kills the engine and locks all the doors and you can only get out with the code?
Well, that's interesting.
Okay. There's got to be technology along those lines, and maybe that would stop all the carjackings if they knew. You never know who's equipped with what. There used to be LoJack. Remember LoJack?
Yes.
You used to be able to locate your hijacked car. Well, now, not only can you locate it, you can lock those who have stolen it inside. Just a thought. And then I think the number one piece of advice I can give you here is to stop electing progressive Marxist Democrats that enable, that aid, and abet in this kind of behavior and activity. That's the number one thing. If you do that, the other three or four aren't necessary.
You do that and then turn around and complain about crime in the streets. Well, I'm sorry, but you've voted for people who are willing to encourage and allow crime in the streets. Change your voting habits. That's the way it really begins to happen. Punish those individuals who, frankly, folks like Jill Carter, who want very lenient sentences for anybody who's a teenager or younger.
Yeah.
So, fine, don't elect them again.
Yeah, I think Jill and Will Smith and Luke Clippinger and the rest of them ought to have at least half a dozen of these youths in their homes, so they can properly raise them if others can't. All right, we're going to get your calls and comments and suggestions on this in just a moment. Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you need them, and that is in serious accidents resulting in serious injury. There's no firm better, in my humble opinion, than the law firm of Michael A. Freeman. I've known Michael and Marcia Freeman, Stephen and Rachel Alpert Freeman for the longest time. They are excellent attorneys. They have a wonderful firm. They put your recovery priority number one. They have helped members of my immediate family that have been involved in serious accidents. They have helped WCBM colleagues and co-workers and many of our listeners as well. So I know the work they do. It is excellent. And that's the reason why they're voted one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year here in the state of Maryland. So I would point you directly to the website, maflaw.com. It's extremely helpful and informative. 15 things to remember. If you are involved in an auto accident, you can download it, keep it in your car, and there's the Personal Injury Assistant app as well. MAFlaw.com. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. A driver is injured after pieces of concrete fell onto her car from an Amtrak bridge in East Baltimore. Happened around 11:30 yesterday morning as she was driving under the bridge over North Point Road. The driver suffered minor injuries, and the front of her vehicle is damaged. Officials with the Baltimore Department of Transportation say the westbound lane of North Point Road will remain closed until later this morning. Eastbound lane will be divided into a two-way traffic pattern until the westbound lane is reopened. Man is dead after a weekend stabbing in Towson. Happened just before 2:30 Sunday morning. The unit block of Eco Way Court, and the 37-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Firefighter and a civilian were both treated for smoke inhalation after a fire in northeast Baltimore. The three-story house fire was called in at around 9:30 Sunday morning. Firefighters able to get everybody out of the building. Crews had the fire under control in about half an hour. The cause remains under investigation. And one person taken to the hospital with minor injuries after a Sunday night boat fire in the Anchorage Marina in Baltimore. The fire at the marina on Boston Street was extinguished quickly. Officials say it appears to have been cooking related. And a Glen Burnie man has now been sentenced to 13 years in prison for helping a psychiatric patient escape from the Eastern Shore State Hospital in Cambridge. Israel Labastida pled guilty in June to charges that included assault, firearms use, and commission of a felony, and conspiracy. Labastida shot out a hospital window in August of 2023 to help the patient escape, and then he drove away in the getaway car. And separate weekend shootings left one dead and five injured in Baltimore City. The one fatality was a 56-year-old man killed in a shooting on Wicklow Road. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertors in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertors in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pasta, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, tell all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertores Restaurant in Bel Air.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. I see a lot of ads for my competition claiming they're the best. Anyone can claim they're the best. We want to show you at Crestlock.com. We have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom so you can see working systems. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com showroom at 10015 Plasky Highway so you can decide why Crestlock.com is the best company to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Give us a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800.
102 is your pick 3, 1426 your pick 4, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so there's been a change now in this wreck on the inner loop after the JFX. A Medicant had just pulled up. You know, when they pull up, a lot of times they tend to block the right side of the roadway, depending on if that's where the accident is. This time it is the right side. So those delays are going to continue now on the Beltway going back towards Reisterstown Road. As you get to the JFX, just make sure you're in the center and the left hand lane. After that point, then you'll be okay over towards 83. Not much of a backup, no impact, but as you're merging from the JFX northbound, it'll be a little bit of a tight squeeze there as you're coming up from Ruxton Road and then eventually on to the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After a wet start to this Monday, rain will taper off into the afternoon with a high close to 50. Expect clouds overnight with a low down to 41. And then scattered showers will develop into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit warmer with more rain falling on Wednesday as the high climbs to 61 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial pound 250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The Orioles are hoping their free agent signings yesterday provide them with quality, announcing two deals. Outfielder Tyler O'Neill to a three-year $49.5 million contract, and catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year $8.5 million deal. Anthony Santander and James McCann won't be returning to Baltimore. Juan Soto won't be returning to the Bronx. He'll head south and east to Queens for 15 years and $765 million, the richest contract in sports history. NFL yesterday, the Steelers roll on in Pittsburgh.
Second and five. Wilson has it, throws it, got the touchdown. Van Jefferson.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Steelers 27-14 over the Browns. They can clinch the division in 2 weeks with a win over the Ravens. Maryland went to Purdue yesterday looking to crack the top 25.
Smith, patient, gets the screen. Three to shoot. Left hand high off the window.
But it was not meant to be. BTM with the call. Braden Smith all day for the Boilermakers. 24 points for the super point guard. Purdue over the Terps 83-78, despite a career-high 26 points from Baltimore's Derek Queen. Blast opened their arena soccer season yesterday and held off a late push from the Harrisburg Heat. 8-6 the final. Blast led 7-3. Heat went to the sixth attacker and scored three goals in 2 minutes to cut it to one. Blast then scored an empty netter with 6 seconds left to play. D3 football playoffs over the weekend. Salisbury crushes Randolph Macon 35-14. Ronald Clark out of Archbishop Curley goes 62 yards for a touchdown. Seagulls move to 12-0 and face perennial power Mount Union at home next week. Hopkins also moves on 14-9 over DePaul. James Ranello throws for 296 yards in the score. Hopkins takes on Mary Harden Baylor this Saturday. And finally, Josh Ehrlich, son of former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich, throws for 274 and runs for 51 and a touchdown. Wow. Leading Susquehanna past St. John's of Minnesota 41-38. Susquehanna will host Bethel of Minnesota this Saturday. High school football championships, a titanic battle in 2A, 1A, and the reign of Dunbar is over. Patuxent beat them 8-6, the final. Dunbar's winning streak ends at 51. And in case you're wondering, the 51-gamer is too shy of the all-time Maryland state record of 53, set by Damascus High School back from 2015 through 18. The all-time U.S. high school record is De La Salle of California, 151. Consecutive wins. Elsewhere, 4A Quince Orchard 24, Wise 13. 4A 3A North Point Edges Mervo 21-20 in overtime. 3A congrats to the Arundel Wildcats under head coach Jack Walsh 35-7 over Linganore. Stephen Decatur over Huntingtown 13-12 in 2A. And Fort Hill demolishes Northern 35-0 in 1A. And in boxing, WBA lightweight champion Javonte Davis from Sandtown Winchester telling Yahoo Sports over the weekend that he will retire at the end of next year. Davis is set to fight Lamont Roach March 1 at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The time now is 8:37 when we return. The governor with a big announcement on the Preakness.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASE certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
The announcement at this point is being kept under wraps.
But it's big.
Okay,
well, how do you know it's big?
Well, because they've announced a press conference, and a lot of big people are going to be there, including really? David Rubenstein of the Orioles. I may even show up. Who knows?
He's not all that big. You're not all that big.
Well, I'm pretty big in my own mind.
Well,
anyway, Maryland Governor Westmore will join Baltimore leaders to make a major announcement about the future of the Preakness. This is going to happen this week, Wednesday the 11th. Wow. It'll be at Camden Yards. David Rubenstein will be there. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be there. Officials from the Maryland Sports Commission, et etc. It's supposed to be about future plans for the Preakness and transformative initiatives around the area.
Ooh.
They've been trying to do that forever, as you, yep, I'm sure, know.
Sure. Yeah, the Park Heights Avenue area, obviously
Rogers
Parkway,
Avenue.
Rogers, and so on and so forth. So it's been interesting to see. Of course, they moved it from Pimlico,
right?
So that I imagine we'll have some kind of. So it's going to Laurel,
right? But eventually, it's going to come back to Baltimore,
right? Or so they say.
Well, or so they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it doesn't, that's going to be
all right. Well, we'll see what the big announcement is
on Wednesday.
On Wednesday,
but it is not going to be a big announcement, Gary. Right?
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
We
certainly hope he doesn't doink the announcement.
No, can't doink it.
Yeah,
like
right.
He could, because they doinked it last night and went in.
Yes, it did.
Right?
And running on the 7th this afternoon, it's Doinkster.
All right.
Do I have to come back tomorrow?
Yes,
I do.
Please do.
Okay. Yeah.
And for the next 3 days. All right. Thanks, Gary. It's 8:39, 21 minutes now for the hour of 9 o'clock. Robin at Fells Point.
Good morning, Robin. Robin, could not hang with us because we're just too hilarious.
Nope.
Marty's in Parkville. Good morning, Marty.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to stop laughing here. I think you misinterpreted my email, Sean.
Okay.
Don't doink it.
Impatient you, therapy.
Did I doink it, Marty?
Did he doink it?
Did I doink it?
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a bigly announcement.
It's a bigly.
But I think you're misinterpreting when I say inpatient therapy. It's a Democratic way of saying incarceration.
Ah, okay. Yes. Yeah, I got you.
So it's, and what I think is that instead of having an arbitrary period of time for these youths, that they need to set a series of goals for them to be released. So instead of saying you have 2 years or 1 year into this facility, you have to meet your educational goals, you have to meet your therapeutic goals, you have to meet X, Y, and Z. And if not, you're not released until you're either 25, and if there's still time on your sentence, then you go to big boy jail.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That has some merit. I'm glad you called in and clarified that.
Yeah,
I honestly think that we need to take their words to heart, which is you have to get these kids away from their environment is the first thing.
Yep.
Then you have to educate them, because a lot of them have no education.
And you have to make sure that, or if that and or a skill, they have
trained
to learn
a skill.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's something that they could be productive members of society. Marty, great call. Thanks for calling back in. Appreciate that. Robin is back with us in Fells Point. Good morning, Robin.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think instead of taking these juveniles to this juvenile detention center, all these districts have jails underneath, as far as I remember. They ought to take them right to the district houses, put them in jail, let their parents come and take them, or then get somebody from juvenile justice to keep these cops on the street, because all that is just paperwork when they have to take them down to the big detention center. Then I'd give them a shower, shave their heads, put them in uniforms, and let them sit until their parents came and got them. And that's, you know, that's cruel. Well, big deal. So what? I mean, this, you know, they coddle these kids. They just coddle them to the point where they think it's funny being in jail. They think it's big. It's great. And that's my one thing.
I agree with you on a lot of that. I just don't think the parents, and if you have a 13, 14 running the streets, you don't care. You don't care about that 13 or 14 year old.
Well,
number one. Number two is that when you look at it, there used to be a program called Scared Straight, where you would have to literally try to scare these individuals into doing the right thing. But if they're running the streets with guns now, I don't know how scared they are, to tell the truth.
Well, you gotta toughen up. And the other thing that I wanted to say is I'm still not happy with the stolen valor of Wes Moore. I think people, I'm sorry, with the Bronze Star and all that, I still think that a lot of people don't know about it. And he claimed to have a Bronze Star, which he didn't. And then it was like a mistake. I didn't mean to say right. it. Well, I don't.
Guess
like
what? We'll talk about Wes Moore coming up in about 15 minutes. But that's going to come back should he decide to throw his hat in the presidential ring. Robin, thank you so much for the call and the suggestion.
8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, our favorite man in the entire world. Although we do enjoy kind of poking fun at him from time to time, but he can take it because he's a big league kind of guy.
A lot to poke.
I know, man. What do you say?
That's all right. Chuck calling you later.
Chuck Whitaker.
A lot to poke.com.
don't put that in, folks.
No, God only knows what that
means. I know.
About that. All right, well, we disavow any knowledge of that. The wreck on the interloop is still there. Medic unit was there. Interloop right after the ramp from the JFX. So we're still looking at it. It's moving right there. We can get by, but it's still going to be slow right there at the scene. It still backs up beyond the bridge at Park Heights Avenue. So from that point over here to get over towards I-83, still going to be about 15 minutes to get through that area. Make sure when you get to the JFX, you stay as far left as you can. Northbound JFX, as you take the interloop, that ramp is going to be a little bit slow through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast. Rain is arriving. We got some drizzle already in the city. It should taper off by this afternoon. High about 50. As I mentioned, drizzle and 43 in the city. Maybe some light rain in the next hour in Annapolis. 45 is the current temperature. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
One of the great endeavors, charitable and or otherwise, is when people gather together to help a veteran down on his or her luck, whether they be homeless or fighting PTSD, whatever the case may be, and they provide a home. I know Tunnel to Towers does a great job with that, but recently a group of neighbors all gathered together, and this was so that they could make sure that a veteran was able to pay his mortgage.
It's absolutely surreal just to see the outpouring of love and support from this amazing community. Just being able to walk into this home and realize that, you know, this is the place where not only we're going to live, but we're going to get to raise our daughter for the next however long in the future. I mean, it's just incredible. It's home. And so we're beyond grateful. The amount of love and gratitude that we feel today is just, it's unmatched, and we couldn't be happier. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. Just and again, it's such a worthy cause as well. And there are many out there that are performing these services, but Tunnel to Tower is probably the most recognizable name. Hey, don't forget, coming up in just minutes, a big announcement as to a couple of acts coming to Baltimore in the springtime, and we'll tell you who and where in just a moment.
And by the way, alottopoke.com is not a site, so if those of you who want your very own website, you can certainly...
We suggest that maybe you spend, $75 for the domain now, whatever it is, to register that domain and turning it into a tribute page.
To Chuck Whitaker. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be the best way to go.
I'd give him a tribute.
I bet you would. Let's go to Claude in Arbutus.
Hey, Claude.
All right, guys. Listen, there is no more truant officers. There haven't been truant officers since 1970.
Wow.
Now, what people don't understand is when the police lock you up, you're not arresting a juvenile. You're taking them into custody. So you get a wide number. You got to have a wide number issued. Now, that's the way we did it back in the day. Get a wide number issued. The juvenile intake would be notified. They would decide if you take this kid in. It'd be up to them. It wouldn't be up to the police department or anybody from... It would just be juvenile intake.
Is that in all cases, or... Let's say you've arrested a juvenile in a commission of a crime with a firearm.
I just said we don't arrest juveniles. We take them into custody.
So you take them into custody. And so where does the prosecutor weigh in? After DJS?
Right. That's when they come in.
Okay.
So all they're basically doing is getting fingerprinted and photographed. And then DJS decides if they're going to hold them or not.
All right, so any thoughts on how we fix this problem, Claude?
Well, I mean, it's got to be tough love. I mean, just like you said, I mean, Kimberly Classic said one time she went to these schools or whatever, and she was in a nonprofit thing, and these kids didn't give a damn when she came to the house. The parents wasn't even home. They were out drinking all night or whatever. So you got to do something with these kids. I don't know what the answer is. But one thing you do, we got to get Schiraldi out of there. He's got to go.
Yeah, well, that's Wes Moore's guy, so you're right about that. Claude, thanks again for
the suggestion.
Appreciate that. Tim is in Crownsville.
Good morning, Tim. Timothy could not hang with us, so let's try Michelle in Westminster. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my friends. How are you today?
We're fine, thanks.
I have an architect that I deal with up in Paramus, New Jersey. And I had asked him about if he had heard about this CSEG, PGM, all these alphabet folks. Anyhow, what they did in New Jersey is they went and put taller telephone poles in and did everything behind the scenes. And then, boosh, we're at the last phase. Now we need to do this. So this whole thing about them, their $6 million issue for this New Jersey project, there's a couple of other projects in New Jersey that they're going to get their tails caught in the ringer on. And the fact that these guys have lied about the fact that they were threatening us with brownouts and blackouts if we didn't approve this, remember?
Yep.
And all of us that were saying, but it doesn't look like we're going to even get 1 kilowatt. And we're not. So there is absolutely no reason why we should foot this bill for any of this. None of it. And it just should be done. Governor Moore needs to come out and say, I don't care if and when you put your permit in, we are going to actively work against it. If not, we need to actively work against Governor Moore, period.
Yeah, if he's not going to be for the residents of state of Maryland and specifically these three counties, then obviously I would think there's maybe we could sue to make that happen. Michelle, thanks for the call. Thanks, we got to run. Coming up on a break, but thank you so much for that information. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive is available each and every day WCVM.com and on our Facebook page. It's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Are you Stouffer Legal safe? What would happen if you were to become unable to handle your own legal and financial affairs? Will the person of your choosing have the authority to handle your affairs privately within the family? Or will they be forced to submit to a public court guardianship involving doctors, courts, and lawyers? And what happens after you've died? Will your family be able to take immediate control of your life's work? Or will they be forced to submit to a public probate process, possibly taking a year or more and costing thousands of hard-earned dollars? These things don't just fall into place automatically, and if you're not sure whether your estate plan is all set, then log on to planbaltimore.com to view their online estate planning webinar. Then request your free consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney. If you don't plan for yourself, the state of Maryland has a plan for you, and it's probably not what you or your family want. It's easy to be Stouffer Legal safe. Visit planbaltimore.com today.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Leppo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Sir Duke.
Big announcement coming up in just a couple minutes as to a couple of acts coming to town.
I'm intrigued.
And so we'll share that with you coming up in just a second. And we'll be giving away tickets starting tomorrow to this special event. So
Spike Jones, isn't it? Spike Jones.
It is not Spike Jones. Oh. I can put your fears. I think he's gone, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be Spike Jones, unless it would be an underground concert.
It's not very much longer, folks. Won't be long now.
We did the research. LotToPoke.com is available.
It's available.
We suggested that people, somebody register as a domain and use it as a tribute page for you, Chuck.
And I'd tribute you.
Yeah. I might want to do something to you, too, Bruce.
It's 8:53. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
I'm not going to say it here because it may be recorded and used against me later.
In a court of law.
The Interloop wreck is still there. They're on the shoulder, and they're still looking at it just a bit, but the pace has improved. So if you can get down the hill from Park Heights Avenue to Greenspring, finally to the JFX, stay to the center, stay to the left, and it's going to take 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes now, to get through there on the Interloop. Everybody else is starting to settle down. The west side still a bit busy yet as you're moving south from Liberty Road. Both the tunnels, the lanes are open. There is some late backing and slowing at the 895 and 95, but overall not too bad. Keep in mind, the rain is coming in from the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now we got some rain and drizzle on the way in the area here this morning, but should taper off by this afternoon and up to 50 tonight. Cloudy and a low of 41 right now. Light rain in the next hour, 43 in Pasadena. It's cloudy and 43 in Parkville. And Kim Klasick live coming up next after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. Juvenile justice, hot topic again this morning.
I know, yeah. I know. We are going to talk about that. I also want to bring another factor into this. You know, now you've got Trump's DOJ coming in. Could they end up really coming in and superseding some of the state laws with federal laws? Because, you know, carjacking, that's a federal offense. It's a felony. Why are we doing nothing about carjacking? I don't understand that part of it. So we'll talk about it.
There's also a lot of debate as to whether or not the Trump Justice Department will either revise or scrap the consent decree.
Yeah, I hope so.
So there's some discussion on that as well.
Yeah, so we'll talk about all that good stuff. At around 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Josh Fannin. He's the president of the Baltimore Fire Officers Association. He's already requesting, you know, he wants to cash in on that endorsement he gave Mayor Brandon Scott, which I was not happy about. But he did do that right before the primary in Baltimore City. But, you know, I think they were kind of promised to raise the wage for some of the firefighters and also do something about those firehouses that need so much work. Because we've talked before about all the asbestos and everything there. So he'll join us around 11 o'clock and see, you know, where he's getting on that. Because apparently Zeke Cohen, coming in as a council president, he's already saying that, you know, he hears their calls and it's time to get it done. So
that's
it might work out.
Yeah.
Could be some good news there. So we'll talk to Josh around 11 o'clock. Also, we're going to talk about the latest on overseas. Lots going on in Syria. Obviously, I'm sure nobody lives under a rock, but there was a lot going on over the weekend. So we'll discuss
that. Another hot spot as the world is on fire.
I know.
And whether it's Gaza or in Lebanon or in Iran. And now, of course, we have China threatening Taiwan and Ukraine, Russia.
North Korean troops fighting in Ukraine.
Yeah. I mean, it's
A mess.
42 days to go. You can't get there soon enough.
I know. We'll talk about that. And then I did see $988 million over to Ukraine. I didn't realize the price tag was that much until I got it this morning.
So. Yeah. So
we'll talk about all that good stuff.
All right. Very good.
Good deal.
Right after 9 o'clock, Kim Klasick live here on WCBM. Gene is in Towson.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. These kids with the Section 8 vouchers that Johnny O gives out like it's free cheese or something. These kids that have been arrested over and over and over and have gun charges and have ankle monitors, and the parents, I'm sure some of the parents have done some tough time. I don't think they should qualify for a Section 8 voucher to move into a nicer neighborhood where they can wreak havoc there. That's my opinion.
Yeah, the problem is nobody has access to juvenile records except for the police. They're the only ones that have access, and they won't give the public access to that, you know. So that's there's no way of knowing.
Well, unless you set up
find out where the section's at, you know.
Yeah, unless you set up some kind of a system where people or family groups could be excluded for an amorphous reason. In other words, it wouldn't necessarily have to be we're excluding you because your 16-year-old son is a thug. That you'll qualify under the current standards. Some kind of an amorphous reason that would not have any particular negative connotation to it other than simply you didn't qualify this time. And then you could potentially have the police say,
but here's the point. The whole point of Section 8 is you don't have to qualify.
Yeah, well.
The government says you are qualified and you're qualified, and then they move you to whatever neighborhood they want.
Yeah, but of course that can change. Yeah. We have a new administration coming in.
Gene, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's see other folks weighing in. This is Calvin. He says, the problem is that the people in charge want a way to get back at the legal system that was against them for many decades. It's a form of retaliation and reparation. That's an interesting perspective, and there might be some truth to that. All right, big announcement. A couple of Motown legends, the Temptations and the Four Tops, are coming to the Lyric Friday, April the 18th, 2025, with their 40th anniversary tour. Also, they'll be celebrating 60 years of the Temptations song, the iconic hit, My Girl.
Yeah.
Bob Turk loves it. Maybe he'll be there to introduce it. Reserve seats go on sale this Friday, December the 13th, at 10 a.m. at ETIX. That's E-T-I-X, ETIX.com, and at the Lyric Box office. And we are going to be giving away tickets to this special event. Love the Four Tops. They're my favorite Motown group. They're all good. Temps, Tops, etc. But we'll start giving away tickets tomorrow morning here on the program. So once again, that's April the 18th, 2025, 40th anniversary tour, Temps and Tops at the Lyric. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 13th at etix.com and the Lyric Box office. Going to be a great event. Great evening. Great concert. Stay tuned for Kim Clayson coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...